steps the U.S. has taken since 9/11 to thwart another terrorist attack. There are still holes in the security net.
I'm Dave Barron. It's not easy to buy radioactive isotopes, but investigators with the Government Accountability Office tried to do that. Took a month, but congressional investigators were given the okay to buy dozens of moisture density gauges. They contain isotopes which, when combined, are enough to make a radioactive dirty bomb. The NRC apparently did not check out the bogus company, but now says licensing procedures have been tightened. Today, senators will question the NRC commissioner about security issues.
Now, the war in Iraq. President Bush is sending Congress a report that suggests there has been some progress, but just how much? Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, officials familiar with this long-awaited report tell CBS News Iraq has failed to fully achieve any of the 18 political, economic, and security benchmarks.
And the Iraqis have got to do more work.
President Bush, in a speech 2 days ago, also signaled he's far from a definite timeline on the U.S. presence in Iraq.
I believe we can be in a different position in a while. And that would be to have enough troops there to guard the territorial integrity of that country.
Now, Mr. Bush will likely elaborate on that today as he again calls for more time for his troop surge to work. While the White House reports progress toward the benchmarks, critics see failure.
I'm Dan Raviv. Also coming out, reports from think tanks here in D.C. for and against Iraq war policy, mostly Democrats at the National Security Network, where Elon Goldenberg says the surge is a failure.
Things have gotten a little bit better in Baghdad, but they've gotten worse in other parts of the country.
While at the Institute for Study of War, Kimberly Kagan calls the surge
an incredibly impressive operation that is now underway.
Kagan's husband helped formulate the surge strategy. She says Congress mustn't stop it.
In Iraq, one man, Abu Muhammad, is a Sunni who lives in Baghdad, pleading for U.S. forces to remain.
If the American troops withdraw from Iraq nowadays, it will be a real hell, a big war, a big civil war.
But he is also quick to point out that the Americans must do more to restore security to his country. Last January, 5 U.S. soldiers were killed in a well-coordinated attack in Karbala, and now USA Today cites the results of a previously secret army investigation that concludes Iraqi police working with the Americans were actually colluding with the insurgents. An empty chair this morning as the House Judiciary Committee resumes its hearing into the dismissal of 8 federal prosecutors. CBS's Bob Fuss says it's part of the constitutional standoff between the White House and Congress.
Former White House counsel and one-time Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers is on the witness list, but has been told by President Bush not to show up. The House Judiciary Committee says it will go ahead with the hearing anyway, where Democrats will rail against what they call stonewalling by the president in blocking access to documents and witnesses in the U.S. attorney's case. A second staff member for whom the president claimed executive privilege did testify at a Senate hearing yesterday, but refused to answer many of the questions. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's 4 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Nixon. Actors are always looking for inspiration, and I found mine several decades ago as a student in the New York City public school system. I loved my teachers. Not a day goes by that I don't use something they taught me. Oh, and Mr. Baratta, you and Shakespeare were right. All the world is a stage. Join New York's brightest. Teach NYC. Go to
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
City Department of Education, Appleseed, and the Ad Council.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A big rig overturned on a steep section of I-70 just west of Denver last night, bursting into flames, killing the driver, forcing the closure of the state's main east-west highway. Westbound lanes opened shortly after the accident, but the eastbound lanes were closed for 11 hours. They've just reopened. A Wheat Ridge woman is sparking a controversy by flying the American flag upside down outside her home. 64-year-old Beth Hammer says she's flying the flag in distress mode to protest the war in Iraq. Some of her neighbors not impressed, including World War II vet Dan Fantoni.
I don't think they belong in this country. If they don't like the way we do things, they ought to move.
Boy, that sounds like Vietnam, doesn't it? Hammer says it's her First Amendment right to fly the flag upside down. Her lawyer agrees. The Homeowners Association does not. Hammer's legal beagle says he's going to take the issue all the way to the Supreme Court. And sheriff's officials say a foodborne illness caused by E. coli is responsible for sickening dozens of inmates at the Jeffco lockup. About 70 cons reported symptoms, including cramps, diarrhea, vomiting. Sheriff's officials say 37 inmates are still ill and one still in sick bay. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Of course, that is good news that eastbound I-70 back open in the high country after that tanker crash and spill had the eastbound side of the interstate closed for some time. So traffic appears to be moving well through that area. You're not going to experience any delays. That includes on US 6 and US 40 as well. In the metro, we do have a jam eastbound 270, had a right lane blocked at Quebec due to a rollover. The delay extends back to I-70, so you want to avoid that area. Northbound I-25, we had a stall in the left lane right at 20th. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly sunny with afternoon and evening storms and a high of 81. Tonight, those showers end, but it will...
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
And, but the National Weather Service is calling for heavy rain. And then heavy rain into tonight. What? Heavy rain? And I didn't even wash my car. I'll have to get off work right away and go down and get my car washed, just to keep up my record. Somebody sent me an email excoriating me about this, and you know what? They have a right to be angry, and they are right in what they were saying. And that's the fact that yesterday I didn't mention anything really about Al Gore coming to town, other than the recorded promos that we have that run on the air here. So let me fill you in on this Al Gore deal right off the top, because this sounds like it's going to be a good time, and I would love to go see Al Gore speak. And I think most of us would. Even if you sit out there and you say, well, which this seems to be the big fallback argument now with everybody, they're all the same, and what difference does it make? Well, this is a guy that happens to be right on a couple of key issues. He was right about the war in Iraq, and he's also right about global warming. And AM 760 welcomes former Vice President Al Gore to Denver. He's coming October the 2nd when he will share a special multimedia presentation regarding global warming. And tomorrow, I'll give you a chance to win tickets to this special event. Progressive Club members, visit am760.net. for a special internet presale beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m. So, if you're not a Progressive Club member, go to am760.net and sign up now and then get in on this presale for the Gore tickets. Also, I'll give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Al Gore speak, and that's tomorrow morning on the show. I can't believe it's Thursday already, and we're talking now about Friday morning, which is tomorrow morning. I want to get right into this story this morning from the Rocky Mountain News. But before I get into that, I want to tell you very quickly, we'll have Congressman Mark Udall on to join us, and we're going to talk to him about Iraq. I mean, I must be the only guy on the air, I guess. Well, no, I don't think I'm the only guy on this station. I don't think I'm the only person on this station that talks about it, but I just can't. And I know there are people who are going to send me emails. They're going to say, well, why can't you accept the fact that, I mean, why are you still shocked by everything that goes on here? But I am. George W. Bush is going to claim that there's been progress in Iraq. There's been some progress. And once again, we have these conflicting reports in the media, and we can't get a straight story about what's going on here. And it's, how can he claim progress? I don't get that. So we'll ask the congressman about that. Also, coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Gaylo Kaplan on. She's an outspoken opponent and wants the U.S. to bring its troops home. Her son, Andy, 23 years old, is a Marine who has served tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. He says he's neutral on the question, but it's clear within moments that mother and son don't always see eye to eye. This was in the paper yesterday. So we're going to do that at 9 o'clock. Now, let me talk about this story this morning in the Rocky. 303-713-7600. I've said this on the air before. I love the American flag, and I don't think that anybody has a right to lay political claim on the American flag. That's one of the reasons why we had the bumper stickers printed up, which I haven't talked about on the air for a while. And if you don't have your bumper sticker, please get one. Go to am760.net. The information there is how to get one. And it says it's our flag, too, because it is. It belongs to everybody in this country, and nobody has any monopoly on the American flag. The other thing is, free speech in this country, why is it that people don't get the idea of free speech? Why is it that we have to battle? Why is it that we have to go to the courts? Why is it that people have that's just easy for people to give up their rights? Like the debates we had over the NSA wiretap situation. Well, Jay, if you have nothing to hide, why should you fear them listening into your phone conversations? Because I have an inherent right under the Fourth Amendment to be protected. I don't understand why you can't see that. These, by the way, are the same people, a lot of them, who would call here and would give you the argument about illegal immigration. Well, they're here and they're breaking the law. Yeah, okay, but check this out. The government is constantly infringing on your Bill of Rights, on your freedoms, and thank God for the ACLU. Thank God for the ACLU of Denver, of the ACLU of Colorado. Go to their website, join if you haven't done that. Why is it that we have to go through this all the time? We always have to go through this, and we're going through it again. John M. had it on the news this morning. The Cambridge Park Homeowners Association, it's in the Rocky this morning and also the Denver Post, the Cambridge Park Homeowners Association made no decision Wednesday night at a hearing on whether a woman who displayed her flag upside down should be fined for violating the HOA's policies on political expression. A decision will be made within 10 days of the hearing, said Melissa Keithley, director for the HOA's Association and Community Management, after the hearing Wednesday. Beth Hammer, 65, a bank retiree, and we tried to get in touch with her, and we haven't been able to do that. And Beth, I don't know, maybe you listen to AM 760, and if you do, and I don't know if you'd be up this time of the morning, but if you do, please call us about this, because we'd like to talk to you. Had asked for a hearing before the HOA board after she and her husband Doug were cited in April for violating the HOA policy on the proper display of flags. What the hell? Is this gated? Is this community? I was going to use the term gated. I don't know if it's gated or not. But is this community? What is this? Is this like? Do they have a dress code there too? Since March, the couple had displayed the flag upside down as a silent, peaceful protest against the war in Iraq. An upside down flag traditionally has been a distress symbol. The couple were to comply or risk fines of up to $500 each. Finding of the violation, that could include repeated or flagrant violations and could be applied on a daily basis. You've got to be absolutely gassing me here, okay? Why would you want to live in Cambridge Park in Wheat Ridge when you got a homeowners association that are like, hey, can you folks out there at the homeowners association, can you fathom the following two points? That one, this is an expression of political dissent and is free speech and it's protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution? And we live in a country, and I think about this all the time, we live in a country where the majority of the public thinks that politics suck, and that getting involved sucks. And a lot of times, I feel that way. And I think the talk radio a lot of times narrowcasts instead of casting a wide net for people who listen. Be- because who wants to hear all this political rhetoric drone on and on every single day? But the point with this woman here, with this Beth Hammer, is that we live in a country where, my God, we want people to be involved. Whether you agree with them or disagree with them, don't you want them to be involved? So then a homeowners association turns around and says, wow, you can't. There's a proper way to fly the flag. Excuse me, there's a proper way to fly the flag. Okay, let me understand this. I bought this house. It's my property. There are some common rules that are decided by the homeowners association about things like lawn care, garbage disposal, building fences. Okay, we can joust around about that, but I don't have a right to have a display of political speech. It's not covered by the First Amendment within the Cambridge Park Homeowners Association. I don't know. Maybe you're sipping your coffee at 6:21 in the morning here, and you're thinking, oh, God, we have this guy on the radio, and here he is again. He's droning on and on about this. But you've got to be absolutely kidding me. You got to be absolutely kidding me. Oh, and before we go to the break, we play. This is a guy who got interviewed. Listen to this guy about Beth Hammer. This is one of the saddest audio clips I think we've ever run on this show. Check this out.
I don't think they belong in this country. If they don't like the way we do things, they ought to move.
Now, this guy was a World War II veteran, I think, right? And if that's the case, what the hell did you fight World War II for? And I don't think these people belong in this country and they ought to move. What, because we disagree with the foreign policy of the United States of America? Oh, you're right, Mr. Next-Door Neighbor. We don't pay any taxes, and we don't count, and, well, we could turn that around, and we could put that on you, and we could say that since the polls indicate that 70% of the people in this country think that what's going on in Iraq is wrong, you're in the minority, and you should move. No, we don't say that, because that's not what this country is about. All right, anybody want to comment on this? Because you know what? Here's the deal. You don't get up off your half moons and comment on this now. I'll just carry it on all morning. This kind of stuff drives me absolutely, well, it's just ridiculous. Don't people go to high school? Don't they go to junior high? Don't they teach this stuff in school? What happens when you become adults? Do you get amnesia?
Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance. With easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? You'll see how with a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $397. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Guys, what does Strip mean to you? Maybe the Strip in Vegas. Or something your partner does for you on your birthday. Or maybe it's the all-natural male enhancement oral strip called Intimax. That's the strip you should be thinking about, and now we're offering a free one-month supply. Unlike those handful of pills that have to digest in your stomach in order to get any results, Intimax oral strips work quickly by dissolving under your tongue, turning on your switch whenever you're ready to rock. Intimax has been scientifically designed to increase sexual power, stamina, desire, endurance, and to reduce the recovery time between sexual intervals. So start stripping today with Intimax Oral Strips. Get your free one-month supply of Intimax by calling right now. 1-800-919-2870. Intimax is not available anywhere else, so call right now at 1-800-919-2870. 1-800-919-2870. That's 1-800-919-2870. Your partner will thank you.
Ooh, my partner will thank me. 25 minutes after 6, J. Marvin pouring salt in fresh wounds. Good morning. It's nice to have you along. Hey, Rocky's Autos, I talk about them a lot, and I talk about them because they're good folks and they're my friends, and my friends do work there, too. People constantly cross-examine me about this. What's your connection to them? Well, my connection is that I've been associated with them on and off for, I'd have to say probably 11 years, and there are people working out there that are just lifelong friends. So it's easy for me to get on, and it's easy for me to talk about them. The other thing is that they're just marvelous from A to Z. First of all, customer appreciation in action. I get emails all the time from people who go out there with questions, who go out there and want to be treated with respect and dignity, like mature adults. And they always send me these emails back about how wonderful they were treated. I not only get on the air here and talk to you about going there, but I also, we send a lot of our friends and family there as well. Ask about their matching down incentive. Check out their selection, 650 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Look at the selection on the internets at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm not thinking like they are, and I think that's why I've been singled out.
That's Beth Hammer. With this whole thing going on at the Cambridge Park Homeowners Association, that she's in trouble, her and her husband are in trouble, because the HOA is after them about the correct way to fly an American flag, because she's flying it upside down in her feelings about Iraq. So now we have a homeowners association, and we have Cambridge Park, where you have to fly the flag politically correct. Okay, are the talk show hosts who yammer every single day on and on about political correctness, are they now going to come to Beth Hammer's defense, or is it only going to be me and a few of us? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jay in Denver. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
All right. Headed to the airport. Listen, just wanted to congratulate the excellent journalistic abilities for having ferreted out that comment from the flag Nazi. I would like to hear his take if someone should accidentally light that thing on fire in Cambridge Park. I'm out.
Yeah, if you did that, man, he would go berserk. All right, so the guy hangs up and he says, I'm out, but that's his comment. Yeah, burning the flag is really a painful thing, too. That's a painful thing to see going on, but that's also covered by the First Amendment. Now, why is it that people can't get that? Hillary Clinton. Here's Vic in Denver. Vic, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Totally agree. The flag is a symbol, and people have lost touch with what it really means. It's not the flag itself. And I had a neighbor once tell me he thought I was hanging my flag wrong, and I said, where's your flag? And that was it. Never said another thing. So, you know, we have to stand up for those things because it's the Constitution that we're talking about.
Yeah, but why is it so hard for people to understand? Why is it so hard for people to understand the Bill of Rights? Why is this a complex, complex is not the right term. Why is this a relative thing with people? Why can't they see it for what it is and what it says instead of trying to either pretend it doesn't exist, or they just don't understand it, and you constantly have to try to explain it to them again and again?
I'm afraid that's it exactly. They're uneducated about the flag, the Constitution, and our history, and I think, you know, it probably goes back to the school system. They're not getting the point across to kids. Maybe that's by design.
And here's a deeper question. What is it about us that we will take our rights, which people have fought and died for, which we're lucky to have, which sets us apart from everybody else on this planet, and we will easily deal them away.
I don't, you know, that's tough. I've got a right-wing friend that we can hardly talk anymore because we're such odds. And his father was a World War II vet, and he was talking about these social programs that are, you know, taxing him to death. And I said, I can't believe you'd even speak, let alone talk about doing anything with support for the veterans of the war, of World War II, including his father. He didn't have anything to say, but I didn't change his mind. I can't believe it. It's just bad.
I had a guy say the same thing to me, too, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, said to me, the federal government makes me sick, and the only thing the federal government should be for is to provide defense of the country. And I thought to myself, oh, okay, no social nets. So I said to him, okay, no social nets, no programs whatsoever. I said, could you point out any country in the world in which no social nets and social turmoil has led to any kind of domestic stability? And the guy just stared at me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he also professed to be a Christian, and I said, that's the basis of Christianity. That's the message that Christ was trying to get. Take care of the least of us and, you know, treat everybody like you would treat him. And to have people that profess to be Christians and then have that mindset, it's confusing to me.
Yeah, it is to me, too. Hey, thanks, Vic. Appreciate the call, man.
You bet. Take care.
Take care. 303-713-7600. This woman is in trouble in Wheat Ridge. And I always liked Wheat Ridge. Is in trouble in Wheat Ridge for flying her flag upside down, her and her husband. They're no long-haired hippie liberal war protesters. They're like 65 years old. She's a bank retiree. And the Homeowners Association is mad. How much I'd like to have them for a Homeowners Association. So now, where are... Okay. Three questions here that I think are worth asking. Okay, the first one is, what is it about the First Amendment that these folks at this HOA don't understand? Don't we teach this in school? The second question is, why is it that people are so quick to deal away their rights and their freedoms? And the third question is, how many of these so-called chattering classes, like these talk show hosts, will now come forward on the other two radio stations in town here and defend this woman? Okay, because you get all these calls constantly, and their big wine fest over there is always about political correctness. Okay, isn't this political correctness? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up. Maybe, Gina, maybe you and I would agree on this.
I don't know.
You think this woman should be in trouble for flying her flag upside down?
I support her right to freedom of speech, but personally, I think it's offensive, and I think it's disrespectful to the flag. And to veterans... to our men and women serving in the military now, I just think it's disrespectful.
Well,
and I think it should be flown the way it was designed to be flown.
Well, first of all, the idea of free speech is that, really, think about this, nothing in life is free. So you have to pay for everything. And one of the things about free speech is, and the delight of having it, and the privilege of having it, is that sometimes what it does is it's going to be offensive. And that argument about it's offensive and it's disrespectful and all of that, I understand your feelings, and you have an absolute right to your opinion, no question about it, because that's what we're talking about. But, of course, these same cases are also made in totalitarian regimes against people
right.
who make comments that the regime finds offensive. And probably the best place to look at that right now in the world would be Iran. That would be the best place to look at it, where people there are constantly getting in trouble for doing things that are deemed offensive against the state. And I don't think that you or I or anybody else wants to live in that kind of a situation. Then there's also the point about if it's disrespectful to the troops, well, okay, protesting a wrong-headed decision by your government, which involves the troops, to me, in a world and in a country where most people don't get involved and don't care, to me is showing the utmost caring and respect for those men and women who are in uniform. And there are a lot of worse examples of this going on. Probably the one that's in the news this morning that I haven't said anything about, but this is I think is an issue, is that there was legislation introduced, I believe in the Senate, to guarantee troops that had to do redeployment in Iraq a rest period, which I don't think is unreasonable. Do you think that's unreasonable?
No.
Okay. Well, guess who blocked that?
Guess who?
Well, okay. Well, guess who did it? The party that claims and constantly beats its chest about how they're the most patriotic and they care the most about the troops, the GOP. So anybody can wrap themselves in that. But the true test of a democracy and the true test of a free society is the fact that, yeah, you see things all the time that you don't like. We're all offended by stuff. But better that than the other way around, which is nobody can do anything. And it's like Iran, in which, you know, if we were living there, you and I'd be in jail for having this conversation, number one. And then number two, I better see you walking the streets with a burqa on, or they'll throw you in the can for that too.
Yes.
And I don't think we want to be. I don't think we want to be in that situation. Do you?
No, we don't.
No. Okay. All right. Now I don't know what the traffic's like in Iran. I know gas is cheap there because it's subsidized and it's blowing their economy apart. I don't know what the traffic is like there, but I certainly would like to find out what the traffic is like this morning. And it looks like to me that even if it is a tad bit bad, it's going to be better this morning than it will be this afternoon if what the National Weather Service is saying is true, in which they're calling for heavy rain today, and heavy rain, it's about a 30% chance of heavy rain into the evening, which would cover rush hour. So how does it look now?
Well, actually, we're just dealing with a little slowdown eastbound 270 from York to I-70. That was from an earlier rollover crash. So we did start off with a crash, but we're not doing too bad. We had a stall in the downtown area, minor incident really northbound I-25 near Colfax. The biggest problem was that overnight closure of eastbound I-70 in the high country right around Genesee. And, of course, that's back open. Weather outlook today, partly sunny with afternoon and evening storms, high of 81. Tonight, showers ending, mostly cloudy. We're going to get a low of 59. Currently, partly cloudy and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Pick up peak of the season Driscoll strawberries for just a dollar right now at your neighborhood King Super.
Sunday night is premiere night on Lifetime at 8, 7 Central. Joining the hit series Army Wives, Marisa Coughlin and Jason Priestley star in the series premiere of Side Order of Life.
Why'd you pick this ring?
Says you're marrying a guy who's ready to get married.
I gotta go.
Then Lily Taylor stars as a therapist who needs a little therapy of her own in State of Mind, followed by Army Wives, the most watched series in Lifetime's history.
I'm here for whatever you need.
Premiere night begins Sunday night at 8, 7 Central on Lifetime.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Uses directed only brand clinically tested.
A large tree instantly transforms your yard. A large, healthy, thriving tree adds shade, privacy, and instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Imagine what your life would be like if over half your credit card debt was gone. No more creditors hounding you for payment, no more late fees and rising interest rates. You don't have to imagine life without credit card debt. You can call Financial Freedom of America for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. Their friendly staff will show you how they can wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card bills. In fact, you won't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. Call to see how you can save thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. You need $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify. Not available in all states. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could change your life. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Don't wait another minute. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Call now. 800-595-9985.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Forty-two minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Heavy rain today predicted, about a 40% chance and a high of 81. We're talking about the Cambridge Park Homeowners Association, which made no decision Wednesday night on a hearing whether a woman who displayed her flag upside down should be fined for violating the Homeowners Association's policies on political expression. This is in a news article in the Rocky Mountain News this morning by Tilly Fong. I love her name, Tilly Fong. Beth Hammer, 65, she's a bank retiree. And it's a protest against the Vietnam. See, you know, that's a slip on my part because this is like Vietnam. It's a protest against the Iraq war policy. And they face a fine of $500 each violation. $500 in each violation. That could include repeated or flagrant violations and could be applied on a daily basis. What in the hell? Once again, freedom of speech, political freedom of speech and expression. And as I said earlier, well, we could debate about building fences, mowing lawns, all that kind of garbage removal, but you can't do it when it comes to this. And if I ever buy a house again, Mary and I ever buy a house again, we've only owned two in our 27 years together. I'm not going to move into some place with this kind of stuff. Not only about flags, but also about other stuff. I mean, I can't handle it. Play that neighbor's. Listen to this guy who's a neighbor about this whole issue.
I don't think they belong in this country. If they don't like our the way we do things, they ought to move.
Takes all kinds to make up the world, doesn't it? Mary and Deborah, Mary are on AM 760. Good morning. Mary wants?
Hey, Mary?
Well, yeah, you're Mary, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought there was another person ahead of me, but probably had to hang up.
Well, it was Tilly Fong of the Rocky Mountain News, but she had to hang up, so it's your turn.
Okay. My protests have been when Bush was selected by the Supreme Court as to be our president. I made a bumper sticker out of masking tape and a permanent big marker and put Bushwhacked on the back of my bumper. And wore that on there till I didn't have a car anymore. And then When he was inaugurated the first time, I flew my flag upside down in protest, still because he was selected and not really elected. And
sorry, did you catch any heat for that?
No. The neighbors know my position around here pretty well, I guess, and they don't because I'm politically active in the Democratic Party. And they didn't, you know, I think I got some, probably got some stares from cars about what kind of a wacko is that. But and then I've made two flags and given them both away of out of black material with a white skull and bones shaped in a W to protest the bloody killing in Iraq. And I'm parade coordinator for the Jefferson County Democrats, and I talked to the Arvada parade people a few weeks ago, and they are asking $600 for political parties to be in a to participate in their parade in the second weekend of
that's stupid.
Well,
$600.
You know,
okay, yes. So you want to get involved and you want political expression? By the way, pay us $600.
Yes. Well, you know, and people. When they don't vote, you know, we only have, what is it, about 58% of the people that vote.
Oh, I don't think it's that high.
Well, it may not be. And
it's lower than that.
They don't apparently want people to vote. They don't want them to.
Well, that's it. That's the whole thing. You get penalized for being involved. And by the way, it's lower, we believe, than 50%. Mary, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay,
thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so you want to be politically involved. Republican, Democrat, wherever you stand, and you want to be in a parade. You don't fly your flag upside down at your house. $600, and you're in trouble with the Homeowners Association. Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. What's with Gina? Has she been living in a cave for the last God knows how many years? Upside down flag is a sign of distress. It came from the military. It's a signal. There's nothing disrespectful about it. You're in trouble. This is one way of letting someone know that. What the heck?
Well, even if it wasn't a signal.
I'm arguing her argument. I hear her saying, well, it's disrespectful. Bull. It's not disrespectful. It's the military uses it. God, please, people, get more educated before you open your mouth. That just drives me nuts.
Well, I'll tell you what drives me crazy. Maybe you can answer this. Why are we so quick to give away rights that are hard
won? Oh, boy, that's
hard
the question.
Won?
But, you know, I've heard it all. I've heard the same argument you've used. Well, you've got nothing to hide. Whoa. And I had an argument with a guy I work with, and I said, that isn't the point. It isn't a matter of what I may or may not be hiding. It's the fact that I've got the right to hide it if I want to. And they don't get it. They don't get it.
But what
and
I don't understand is why is it that people don't get it? What?
Because they don't want to believe. More and more, I hear this more and more. People don't want, they don't want to know about what this guy is doing. They don't want to believe it could be other than the way it's being portrayed and has been portrayed.
Well, I don't know how you feel about that, but that's not really what I mean. What I mean is, I don't care what your political position is, okay? I don't care what your economic status is. I don't care about any of those things. You have a right to certain things as guaranteed, certain freedoms as guaranteed under the Bill of Rights. Why is it that there are people who will just take this stuff and deal it away?
Because, Jay, I'm saying to you, because they haven't thought about it. They haven't stood back, reread the Bill of Rights, and said to themselves, what the hell am I doing? They don't think. They listen to the crap coming off KOA, and they go with it. That becomes gospel. that becomes truth. And I work with these people. I mean, I'm telling you, every day it's like going to a minefield. And I'm tiptoeing through because otherwise I'm liable to get shot.
I've been in that position, too.
Let me tell you one thing about the Homeowners Association real quick. My guess is, in their bylaws, what they were trying to do was not have people's political yard signs. And
well,
they've gone off the deep end with this.
See, I'm also against that. I think if you want political yard signs, you could have political yard signs.
Don't forget, these people, this couple, they bought that place, and if they've got a brain, and she was in banking, she's not a stupid woman, they should have read the bylaws.
Well, you know what? Well, maybe they did, and what you're saying is absolutely correct in that they've gone too far one way. Pat, I got to go get traffic. I love you. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Jay, bye.
All right, see ya. 650, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Gina Traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far, so good. We did get that wreck, looks like, out of the way along eastbound 270, although we've got slower conditions between York and I-70 right now. Northbound I-25, that disabled vehicle is blocking the left lane, a stalled vehicle there right near Colfax, so that's creating some delays for us back to 6th Avenue. We do have heavier traffic, of course, on the as usual on that north side of town, westbound I-76, I-25, and southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen. Weather outlook today, partly sunny with afternoon and evening storms expected. Looking for a high of 81. Right now, partly cloudy and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's early. You're hungry, right? Drive into Sonic for a supersonic breakfast burrito that's literally stuffed with...
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This hour of music is brought to you by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Next 45 years, the emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Watch the all-new comedy series, The Bill Engvall Show, on TBS. Comedian Bill Engvall stars as a family therapist whose family could use a little counseling. Watch the series premiere Tuesday, July 17th at 9 p.m. 8 Central, only on TBS. Very funny.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
American woman. I love your ankles.
Ooh.
I love your thighs. I love your eyes, but I don't like where you fly your flag.
American woman.
These guys are Canadian, by the way. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Heavy rain, high today 81. Talking about the flag situation, Cambridge Park Homeowners Association.
Beth Hammer, 65, in trouble. Her and her husband, Doug, flying their flag upside down. Here's Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning there, young man. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I'm a director on our board of directors at our homeowners association, and I would just assume not really see these homeowners associations take this step. Recently SB 100 was passed, Senate Bill 100 was passed. It was supposed to kind of limit the things that HOAs could do, and it really doesn't go far enough. I constantly fight with a couple of people on our homeowners association, a couple of the other directors, which are just, you might as well call them Nazis, you know, because they're just that bad.
Well, let me ask you, Dave, don't they understand or do they not get that we have a Bill of Rights? I mean, have they ever read the First Amendment?
Well, I don't think that they have. And I think that they get into these, I think some of these people get into these positions of power. And just as you want to bring up voting, I mean, as far as the members in the community go, when it comes time to vote these people out, they don't show up to vote. And these people are constantly kept in these positions over and over and over again and aren't removed. I mean, we were kind of lucky in our situation. My neighbor and I were able to get in, and we are the balance more than anything else. And I think we have one other gentleman with us now who we kind of make us the controlling balance of our HOA, because our president and our vice president are just loonies. I mean, just loonies. And they try to push these things through, and they don't think of the consequences when they try to get them through, or if they do get them through, what the consequences will be.
Well, sure. One of the consequences is going to be this. If it heads to court, then, and the Cambridge Park Homeowners Association loses, then they got to pay the legal fees, and where does that money come from?
Well, yeah, it comes from the members of the community. You betcha. And that's the worst part about it. I mean, now you could send, in our situation, we kind of went through a deal, too, with this whole crap about the siding on our place, which just everybody didn't want it, and they voted it in anyways. We wound up with this ugly siding on our place, and it really kind of sucks. But what do? We take them to court and bankrupt the association in itself. Well, that may be the only thing to do. That may be the only recourse.
No,
that's bankrupting some of these associations,
yeah,
so we can get rid of them.
Yeah, punish them. Well, punish them to the point where they learn where they learn their lesson. But still, fundamentally, I believe that all Americans should know about their rights, and if they don't, then they should learn about them, because, you know, we got a huge problem here. Dave, thank you, man. Thanks for your honesty.
All right, man.
Appreciate
it. See you later. Bye-bye.
All right. By the way, 54% of this population, registered voters in this country, turn out to vote. We are ranked 35th in the number of top industrialized nations with a voting turnout. We come in 35th. That's pretty sad, isn't it? Congressman Mark Udall, up next to talk about Iraq and other things, and then maybe back to this subject. This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-C-O-N.
At 311-1164, or just Google Home Auction. Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sevenpanny. A White House report card on Iraq sees only limited progress. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what are the Iraqis doing right, and where are they falling down?
First, Frank, President Bush will use a news conference 90 minutes from now to call that report a progress study. It includes what the administration describes as satisfactory gains on 8 of 18 political and security guidelines. But bottom line, failure to fully achieve any of the goals. Democrats are expected to step up the pressure for troop withdrawals. The big question now, Frank, the report's impact on wavering Republicans like influential Virginia Senator John Warner.
Well, is this report enough to buy more time for the president's troop surge?
He sure hopes so. But some big-name Republicans, New Mexico's Domenici, Indiana's Lugar, and others, want the president to start reducing the U.S. troop presence. The war debate causing real friction among Republicans now. House GOP leader John Boehner says the president's Senate Republican critics are wimps.
Peter Mayer at the White House, a report that says Al-Qaeda is back to its pre-9/11 capabilities will be on the table today at a White House intelligence meeting. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff tells the CBS News Early Show the threat has to be taken seriously.
We're entering a period where I think we have a heightened concern because of a number of strategic factors. That doesn't mean we're predicting a particular attack.
Terrorism analyst Sajjan Gohil.
It almost suggests that very little progress is being made over the last 5 years in the war on terrorism, and that is deeply disconcerting.
Since 9/11, efforts have been made to keep would-be terrorists from getting their hands on radioactive materials. A report on Congress, to Congress says those efforts have fallen short. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Frank, a Senate panel is about to start a hearing that's bound to embarrass the Bush administration. It recruited investigators to create a dummy company to obtain nuclear materials. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission granted a federal license in just 28 days. Then the investigators used everyday computer software to change the license, removing restrictions on the amount of materials the fake company could buy. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Growing up is never easy. Growing up overweight can make the process all the more painful. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. How so, Vicki?
Frank, a new study says overweight children even face bias from their own parents and teachers, to say nothing of other kids. Bullied overweight kids are 2 to 3 times more likely to suffer from eating disorders and high blood pressure and to have suicidal thoughts. In fact, the researchers conclude they have a quality of life comparable to people with cancer. Frank?
A Pew Research Center report finds that most working mothers, 60%, would prefer to work part-time. That's up from less than 50% a decade ago.
If you can stay home with your children, it's beneficial.
It's great to have a career, to do things like that, but it takes a lot from your family.
Big chain stores are reporting a mixed shopping bag of June sales results, a better-than-expected gain for Walmart, a drop for Macy's. S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
I'm a visiting nurse, but sometimes I feel like the patient. Running all over the city, I needed a pain reliever for my arthritis pain. Lifting Mrs. Rizzo into her chair, I needed something else for backaches. Different pains, different pain relievers, but not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt. Nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. Whatever hurts, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers, for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Things getting back to normal on I-70 at this hour after a semi-trailer overturned on a steep section of interstate just west of Denver, burst into flames, killed the driver, forced the closure of the state's main east-west highway for hours. Westbound lanes opened shortly after the accident, but the eastbound lanes were closed from 6:30 last night until 5 this morning. A big flag flap in Wheat Ridge. That's where 64-year-old Beth Hammer decided to fly her American flag upside down to protest the war in Iraq. Now, the Homeowners Association says that violates the community's patriotic and political expression policy. At a hearing last night, the board ducked a decision, saying that'll come within 10 days. Hammer says her First Amendment rights are at stake here.
I'm not thinking like they are, and I think that's why I've been singled out.
The association sent Hammer a letter at the end of April with an ultimatum: take down the flag or face fines of up to $500, which could be handed out daily. Hammer's attorney says she'll take the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. And anonymous online attacks over the years that slammed Wild Oats and its stock came from the chief executive of Whole Foods, which this year announced an offer to buy the Boulder-based organic and natural foods retailer. Company acknowledged the postings were written by CEO John Mackey. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, for the most part, we're running clear around the city. We did have heavier traffic northbound I-25 from 6th Avenue up to Colfax. That was due to an earlier stall. It's now out of the way. We also have pretty busy traffic itself on 6th from Federal to I-25, those eastbound lanes. Usual congestion southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th, and again in the downtown area from I-70 to Spear. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today: partly sunny, but we're going to get afternoon and evening storms. High of 81. Right now, partly cloudy and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Colorado Irish Festival hosts a U2 tribute concert this Friday, followed by a weekend-long fest celebrating Irish rock and reels with music, dancers, sports, pipe bands, and artisans at Clement Park in Littleton. Free parking, kids 12 and under free. Visit ColoradoIrishFestival.org.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I just took all of Billy's art off the fridge.
Yeah?
There's a problem. Come look.
Problem? What could possibly be the... Oh, man.
I know. The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? You'll see how with a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $397. Void or prohibited. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Putting many balls in the air and catching few. Jay Marvin here, 707, 7 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Heavy rain predicted today, about a 40% chance of that, and a high of 81. AM 760 welcomes former Vice President Al Gore to Denver this October the 2nd, where he will share a special multimedia presentation regarding global warming. Be sure to tune in to the program tomorrow for your chance to win tickets to this special event. And if you're a Progressive Club member, visit am760.net for a special internet presale beginning tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. If you're not a member, become one. Okay, let's talk to the representative from Colorado's 2nd Congressional District and our next U.S. Senator. People always say, and I was saying this earlier, that this is the fallback position. Well, all politicians are the same. No, they're not all the same, and this is a guy who is not like everybody else, and I've had my disagreements with him, but I love him nevertheless. Representative Mark Udall. Congressman Udall, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Hey Jay, how are you? Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. And I'm over your fairness doctrine vote. I'm over being angry about
Thank
that.
You. Well, if you don't have ability to the opportunity to disagree to your friends, I mean, who can you disagree with? So
that's exactly right.
We'll move on. I think it's all the more important that folks like yourself then are on the air and make the point of view known to the public that you do. So thanks for what you do. I know. You don't always have, like I have, people waving at you with all five fingers, but right?
Well, I suspect there's some people who wave at you that don't use all five fingers either.
That's right. That's right. The old story about the guy that's in the store says to me, hey, did anybody ever tell you you look like Mark Udall? And it's happened to anybody who's elected office. And I said, well, yeah. And the guy said, well, that must make you kind of mad, doesn't it?
There you go. What did you see? So what did you say? Yeah?
I said, it does. And then slinked away. No. And
yeah,
then,
well.
Then he figured out he was talking to me, and I forget what the topic was, but that happens periodically.
And did he say he was sorry?
Not really, but, you know, people have strong opinions in this country, and I can appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's good.
It's good.
Let's talk about what's going on here.
Yes.
with Iraq. I know that there are going to be people out there who say, oh, my God, you know, he's talking about this again. And I shouldn't be shocked by anything that happens at this point, but I still am. Okay? We can't get a straight story here about progress. Now, either they made the benchmarks or they didn't make them, or they made some of them or whatever. So the first report that comes out that breaks on the AP is they didn't make any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the news reports are saying that they didn't make any of them. The White House, on the other hand, is saying that, well, yeah, they did make some of them. And there's an article this morning in the New York Times, Bush to declare gains in Iraq on some fronts. What fronts is he talking about?
It's a continuation of hide the ball or move the ball when nobody's looking, isn't it? I don't know that there are any real successes when it comes to the benchmarks we all agreed were important. Jay, you may have read the stories about Ambassador Crocker, who I think is doing the best job he can in a tough situation, saying, well, maybe we ought to adjust the benchmarks or the metrics or the determinations we're using when it comes to progress in Iraq. But it just seems at this point that the administration's trying to buy more time, which they've been doing for now 4 years or more. And as you've noticed, they're increasingly of the sense in Washington around the country that we've got to change course here. And that was reflected in the Senator Domenici's comments over the last week. Of course, Senator Voinovich from Ohio has made similar comments. But then I think the most important speech was the one given by Senator Lugar, who's highly respected and has the reputation here. He rarely plays political games. When he talks about what's important, he's talking as an American, as somebody who really cares about the direction of the country. And his speech is well worth reading, and that, I think, will be seen as one of the really important moments, although it's been way too long in the anticipation that will take us on another course.
I read the comments that Ambassador Crocker made here a couple of days ago about what happens if we leave Iraq. Now, it's clear to me that we're in the same position in Iraq that we were in Vietnam. That is, that the Iraqi government cannot in any way, shape, or form stand on its own. Mm-hmm. So it's got to have us in order to survive. And I think there's a lot of us who worry about what's going to happen when we leave. And also the fact that we just can't pick up and walk out. We may, in some cases, have to fight our way out of there because you have those radical elements that are going to, that are still, and you have the insurgency that is still going to try to kill as many Americans as possible. But the thing that makes this so frustrating is this administration and those folks who support what's going on here, one of them being John Boehner, who I guess in his eyes I'm a wimp. Of course, you can walk over across the aisle and say, you should call Jay Marvin at AM 760 a progressive talk, because now that I'm down to my fighting weight, I'm willing to take Mr. Boehner on in anything he'd like to engage in to prove that I'm not a wimp. But the thing here, where I'm going with this is that there's no plan to do anything here. There never seems to be any kind of a plan, and it seems to be the same thing all the time. Be scared. Al-Qaeda is responsible. Mix 9/11 in there. There's no clear anything.
I think one of the most important indications and summaries from the recent polling is the American public has now pretty clearly distinguishing Iraq from the situation with Al-Qaeda and the perpetrators of 9/11, Jay. And I think that's really healthy for the country. It's long been my, as you know, central point of my comments about Iraq, that we don't understand our enemy, and we don't haven't properly identified the enemy. And how do you then fight in an effective way if you've conflated the variety of potential enemies in the world? And that's, I think, really, really positive news. The rub is, and the challenge is that you need leadership that will reflect that and talk about it day in and day out, and then talk about what we do in a very difficult situation. I don't think it's any surprise to your listeners that we're probably in the first chapter of a 7 or 8 chapter book when it comes to Iraq. I'd like to tell you we're halfway through finding our way clear, but I don't think we are, particularly as long as there's no plan B, there's no acknowledgement to the American people this is going to be very difficult, and that it's not clear whether that beginning to use a phased redeployment or phased withdrawal, whatever term you want to use, is actually going to result in all the outcomes that we hope. But to continue to do what we're doing is just not feasible anymore. And we have to, for all the reasons you discuss on a daily basis, Jay, change what we're doing and as soon as possible.
But the leadership's not going to move off the dime.
That's why we have to continue to bring pressure at the congressional level, and as we've talked in the past, find ways to reach out to Republicans who, for a variety of reasons, some of them political, some of them policy-related, know that this is not sustainable. And I fear that's where we're heading, is that it's a showdown between the Congress and the President. And it's not going to – we're not it's very difficult then to drive foreign policy and to drive a policy in a war through the Congress. You really need a commander-in-chief who's in touch, who's got the reach and can provide the leadership, because it's much more difficult to lead a war by committee. But that's what we're faced with doing right now, if you look at all the various efforts here in the Congress.
Well, to me, the thing is, it's got to be frustrating to anybody who, it doesn't make any difference what your political leanings are or, you know, how you feel, right, left, uncommitted, no feelings. What's got to be frustrating is we've been going down this tunnel, and there's no light at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no explanation as to how to get through the tunnel and out the other end. Like, in other words, Mr. Boehner, once again, your colleague, Mr. Boehner, Congressman Boehner. Okay, well, we don't agree with him, so we're wimps. But see, I'd like to sit down with him, not out of anger, I'd just like to ask him, okay, if I'm wrong, and if the majority of the American people are wrong, and we're all wimps, cowards, or whatever term you want to use, then please explain to us how you intend to solve the situation that's going on right now. What is your idea on how to fix this? And I don't hear anything. And I don't hear anything from him, and I don't hear anything from the administration. We just don't hear anything.
Yeah, well, what you hear is better to fight them there than fight them here.
Which obviously isn't true, because now we have the report out today that Al-Qaeda... Oh, and that's another thing, too. Now all this fear is being whipped up. Al-Qaeda is stronger than they've ever been. And Chertoff says he's got a gut feeling that we're going to be in trouble. I wonder if you would like to go to Vegas with me and play roulette. All right, so then the fight them there instead of here business doesn't work, because they're headed here anyway, according to Chertoff and the rest of these folks. Right?
No, it's so illogical. I mean, it's a great soundbite. As you know, I've been taken to saying, you know, because it's hard to challenge it in its succinctness. But I said, you know, you're right. But let's fight the right them and the right there, and that's not Iraq. It's in places like northwestern Pakistan and Afghanistan,
right,
and the madrasas and the slums of the Muslim world. And also, it's better to, I think, find them there then find them here, because that's the challenge, is to find those elements in the cells and to decapitate the leadership. And if you think about the numbers of young Muslim men who are really the privates and the corporals, those are the people that ought to be our targets. Those are the people that would respond to a greater economic opportunity and more flexible and open societies. And they would respond to leaders in the Muslim world who would talk about the elements of the Quran that promote peace and cooperation. And that's, there's just, we have lost our way when it comes to those kinds of fights. And we need leadership that will focus in those ways. The other thing, Jay, too, about what's happening in Iraq now is increasingly, we just don't have the capacity to be there. So when John Boehner and others say that, use the W word, we literally, in another 8 to 10 to 12 months, have so hollowed out the military that, and by the way, the military will do whatever we ask them to do. If we send people back with a one-month rest and recuperation after a year of 18 months in Iraq, they'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a marvelous institution, but it's the responsibility of the civilian leadership to say, you know, we're not using this institution in the way that furthers our security and furthers our standing in the world. That is what Senator Lugar was saying. That's where his concerns are focused, which is that our security has been lessened and our strategic options have been limited by the fact that we're so bogged down in Iraq.
We can't respond to anything else. And it's like, you know, it's like going out and buying a marvelously put together expensive high-end sports car and then just running it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're squandering all of this, and there's no return on the investment. And you know, Congressman, you've heard this a million times. How many times have folks gotten up in the floor of the House or in the Senate or town hall meetings or whatever and have said, you know, we're not going to fund federal programs that we shouldn't be funding federal programs that have no immediate return results on the taxpayer's dime. They're always after that. I mean, if this were the war on quote-unquote poverty, which is now gone in this country, but which we had at one time, I mean, what was the chief thing that a lot of these folks attacked? Well, they attacked the war on poverty. Well, if you don't care about human lives and you're always railing about taxes and you're always railing about spending, how much money have we blown on this with no results? So we're funding an open-ended program, right?
We are, and it gives you that feeling in this pit of your stomach that you want to be sick. And it comes back to why this is just so important to continue to bring the message to the American public and to keep pressure on this administration, because they're continuing to buy time. Jay, there are people in the administration who still think that this is a 5 to 10 year undertaking. That is the surge building room for the Iraqi government to strengthen itself and to make the compromises that are necessary to hold the country together. And we don't have that time, we don't have those resources, and we don't have the political will. And so therefore we've got to look for another approach that would give us some assurances that we're trying to do everything we can to stabilize the region. And that has to involve the major countries and the major stakeholders in that part of the world. And it's the soundbite, of course, has been we ought to be surging the diplomacy on all fronts. And that's really where the future lies. I just hope we don't have to wait till January 2009 to begin to make these changes.
Oh, I hope we don't either. All right, one last final question here.
Yes, sir.
I know you got stuff to do. I ask this of everybody. I don't want to be a bomb thrower, and sound irrational, but I really want to ask this. Do you think there's something wrong with President with George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and those folks? Do you think there's something wrong with them? What world are they living in?
I believe the president's become to some extent isolated. I think he believes that he has a lot of feelers out and his antenna out into the general public, but he I think has really misunderstands the sense that the American public has that this is a failed undertaking and we ought to try another direction. When it comes to the vice president, he's a mystery to me, Jay. There are a lot of people who know him much better than I do who just shake their heads that it's a Dick Cheney they don't know. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at that.
That's fair enough. Congressman, thank you so much for your time. Oh, by the way, before you go, plug your website. Those people want to get involved in your campaign, and we're still, a lot of us, eagerly waiting for you to open an office.
We're up and running. We have a campaign team in place. Phone number 303-412-0531, and the website www.markudall.org. And that's the place to get us.
All right, put me down on your volunteer list.
Okay, we've had you there, and this is going to pick up in momentum. And I'm traveling the state. Had a great reception in Greeley on the 4th of July, and it's been exciting. We'll be out on the West Slope in a week or so, and we're moving around the state. There's a lot of good things happening.
Great, good to hear.
A lot of interest in renewable energy and providing health care for every Coloradan. The governor and the legislature, I think, have really responded to the people in Colorado, and we're just going to build on that set of successes.
All right. It's great to hear your voice. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Okay, Jay. Talk to you soon.
All right. You
Take
got
care.
It. There's Congressman Mark Udall from Colorado's 2nd Congressional District and our next senator here in the state of Colorado, and a marvelous guy. And what he was saying about disagreeing, too, is really true. I mean, you could disagree with him, and he doesn't take it personally. And sometimes I wish I could, you know, do that. And I should learn from him about that. 7:24, 24 minutes after 7, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about Congressman Udall's comments, fine. But I also want to get back on this thing about the Wheat Ridge and the Cambridge Park Homeowners Association and this whole flag thing. Because we're talking about the Bill of Rights here. We're talking about the First Amendment. I just find it's amazing this is going on in 2007. Maybe the education system just doesn't work. Because these folks don't know what their rights are, and they're so willing to give it away. And nobody's really giving me a good answer about this, about why it is that rights that are hard won, hard fought, you just turn around and go like, okay, I'll give them away. Why? Why do we do that?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
27 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I had a friend recently who went to a car dealership to look at a car, and the salespeople basically ignored him. They wouldn't talk to him. Now, let's talk about some rights that you do have that are not guaranteed by any constitution, but are just rights of basic decency. And that is that when you go to look at an automobile, a house, I mean, whatever it is that you want to purchase, you should be treated with respect. You should get service. And the least they can do is have a salesperson come up to you and ask you, are you interested? Or what can I do to help you? I don't think that's being too overbearing. I don't think that's being wrong. I think that's what most of us want. And you'll get that at Rocky's Autos. They'll take care of you. Why? Because they don't think short term, which is rare these days in business. They think long term. And the long term plan is you go in there and have a good experience. You tell 5 other people. That's how they work. They're matching down incentive, which will help you car payment-wise and will also help you budget-wise. Plus, on top of that, a huge selection of over 650 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Good folks there, too. Tom and Marv Alshire, find them. They're good guys. Tell them I sent you. You'll see the difference on how you're treated. Spanky Herrera, good guy, Ziggy, Colby, Don, Isaac, the people who work in the tower, good folks, Juan, Adolf, all the people at Rockies really, really work hard, and that's what sets them apart. Check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or go out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Watch the all-new comedy series, The Bill Engvall Show, on TBS. Comedian Bill Engvall stars as a family therapist whose family could use a little counseling. Watch the series premiere Tuesday, July 17th at 9 p.m. 8 Central, only on TBS. Very funny.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, Mark Crispin Miller is dropping by on Fooled Again. Are they going to take our elections in 2008 like they did in 2004 and 2000? Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress will be talking about the news below the radar. And Lori Wallach from TradeWatch.org, Matt Renner from Truthout.org are here for the best of the rest of the news. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, I'm going to do a show one of these days on low riding.
All my friends know the low rider.
John Turk and I were debating this off the air about low riding. Okay, what's the objection to low riding? Is it the gang element that people think that people who low ride are gangsters? Or is it traffic problems? Is that what it is? And I was with some people the other day, and they were making cracks about lowriders, about lowrider car. Like, what is that? But I dig them. I've said that on the air before. I'm going to do a show on lowriding and what the objection is. Is this a cultural thing? But there's white lowriders, too, right? There's Anglo lowriders, right? People who are into lowriding? That's what we had to do. We had to take the AM760 progressive talk vehicle and chop it and put some hydraulic suspension on it and drive around. What do you think, John?
I think that's a stellar idea.
We should get it on. That, you know, what is that thing? I can't remember what it is. Is it a Lexus or whatever? That's what we had to do. Let's go chop it.
The Lexus SUV.
Yeah, let's go chop it, man.
Now let's sell it and buy a couple lowriders. Like an old 58, 68 Plymouth or something like that. Chop it down.
Yeah. Or a Chevelle.
With the spinners on it and the purple neon lights on the floor.
Chevy Chevelle. I saw a guy in Daytona who had lights on the underneath of his car that were green. So the pavement underneath his car was green. And I said to Mary, man, I'm doing that to our car. I've got to do it to your car. It looks really hot. She said, yeah, okay. 7:32, 32 minutes after 7 on AM 760, a progressive talk. Heavy rain predicted today. About a 40% chance of that happening. High of 81. Looks kind of so-so outside now. And by the way, did you see this little blurb that was in the paper the other day about Denver's ozone level? Is it a tipping point? That it's higher than it's been in like a long time? And I noticed yesterday afternoon that it seemed to be high. And you kind of see the haze and stuff out there, that the ozone level is high?
We call it the Denver brown cloud.
Yeah.
It just hovers.
It's just stuck here. The winds didn't drive it off. Well, there's no such thing as global warming. Come on. That's all fake. And there's no ozone layer out there. What's wrong with you? That's just low ground-hugging clouds. Kids don't get respiratory problems. Secondhand smoke doesn't kill. These are all myths. Yeah. Okay. Financed by the tobacco and oil industries, I might say. As much as I love cars, and I do, I have to admit. But then again, you know what? I get into this other thing, too, about they only cause one-third of the pollution, and that your house and the power plants are generating more than that, and yet how come we're not on their case? Okay, I should stop this. Gina, are you present and accounted for?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to get back on this flag thing, and I'm going to get back on this after you give us the traffic.
Okay.
Do you just kind of see kind of a haze out there? Is that low? What is that? Is that fog? Is that ozone? What is that? Smog?
I don't know. You know, we're fairly new to Colorado, so it kind of surprised us. But Albuquerque didn't have that. So I guess we just figured it was the big city haze.
Well, to quote that guy about the homeowner thing, about the flag, I mean, if you don't like it, you can always move back there. You can always go back to where you came from. Right?
I'll deal with it.
Yeah. Well, we may be giving away oxygen tanks tomorrow on the air. You know, your AM760 survival kit. Okay. Hopefully traffic's been relatively easy this morning.
Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary right now. We still have good conditions for you along I-25 from C-470 up to the tech center. No major delays right now through Littleton or Highlands Ranch. Toughest stretch, of course, is southbound 25 through Thornton North Glen. You can expect to hit that back up around 120th. And we do have one surface street crash, multiple vehicles, 17th and Federal. Weather outlook today, we're going to get partly sunny skies, but then those afternoon and evening storms move in, high of 81. Right now it's partly cloudy and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Looks like a perfect day for s'mores. So why not pick up some great-tasting Hershey's chocolate bars in the Walmart barbecue?
A large tree instantly transforms your yard. A large, healthy, thriving tree adds shade, privacy, and instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices. Complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
Sunday night on Lifetime. Joining the hit series Army Wives, it's the series premiere of Side Order of Life.
You're marrying a guy who's ready to get married.
Jenny was living the life she always dreamed of.
Wedding dream again? Naked or just panties?
Panties.
Until a lifelong friend showed up with a wake-up call.
He's a great-looking shoe that's not in your size.
I gotta go.
Marisa Coughlin, Jason Priestley. Side Order of Life. Series premiere Sunday at 8, 7 Central on Lifetime.
Patient to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
This is Anatoly and Lina Diufa, the founders of Dasbach Coffee, inviting you to enjoy Dasbach experience.
My love affair with coffee started the first time I watched the freshly roasted beans pouring out of the roaster. It was the touch, the feel, the smell, and it's still intoxicating.
When I was young, I fell in love with the energy of European cafes. I love taking the time to appreciate my coffee, my friends, and our conversation. So join the Russian party and experience our passion for Dasbach Coffee.
Ready for a dogfight? Climb into the cockpit. Take a high G climb through the clouds and scream into the heart of battle. Four bombers on your tail. Dogfights is back on the History Channel. And this year, we're flying higher and shooting faster. With computer graphics so real, you'll duck for cover. Strap yourself in for an all-new season. Friday nights at 9, 8 Central. Only on the History Channel. Then play Dogfights the Game on History.com.
And now for the bonus round. If pie is in the sky, where's cake?
A distant meadow.
Correct. If a table is not a chair...
A love seat.
Correct. What's the affordable way to rent movies?
Netflix. 5 movies for $5.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's 2 ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5x5 details.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Subtle reminder.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Boy, this song could apply about Iraq, couldn't it?
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
The reminder I was going to give you is that that's two Baby Boomer songs in a row here, but Mr. Turk, John Turk, who produces the show, is not a Baby Boomer, and he picked this song. Hendrix, jack that up. Would say about everything that's going on now? Or would you just have no comment at all? I've got to stop this on the air auditioning for the Fox. I don't think Joey B listens anyway. 7:40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk, heavy rain, about a 40% chance, and a high today. Of 81. You want to talk about continue to talk about the flag controversy? You can go ahead and do it. But I want to move on to something else because John Turk reminds me that we don't have all that much time and that there are stories that we always go, yeah, we want to do these, and then we never get around to doing them. And I want to do this next one, but I still want to throw this out real quick before I move on. Okay, I'm not telling you should do this, but I'm just saying that somebody will catch this. Somebody, one of you will get this, and then what you really I hope you'll do. Is I hope you'll call me tomorrow morning and tell me, which is the flag controversy thing in Wheat Ridge with Beth Hammer. This thing is going to be, well, maybe it won't be. Maybe the other talk shows will not deal with this. And when I say other talk shows, I don't mean the ones on AM 760 because they're not here, so they don't know this is going on. I'm talking about the other ones in town. And they're always screaming political correctness. Well, if this is not political correctness, I don't know what is. And if you're going to defend one person's liberty and right of free expression, then you got to defend everybody's liberty and right of free expression. So now, let's see if any of these guys on the other stations come forward and say that this is wrong and that what she did is protected speech. Let's see if that happens. Now, I'm not suggesting you spend all day listening to other radio stations. But I want to see. I want to see if anybody does it in print. If anybody says anything. What about what's his name over at the Denver Post? Harsanyi? We'll see if he jumps on this. I bet he doesn't. But let's see if he does. Let's see if he runs with it. Okay, 7:42, 42 minutes after the hour here. 303-713-7600. Check this story out. I've been holding on to this since the 10th, and today's the 12th, so I gotta do this. I gotta do this. The current Pope, Pope Benedict, reasserted the primacy of the Roman Catholic Church, approving a document released Tuesday that says that other Christian communities are either defective or not true churches, and that Catholicism provides the only true path to salvation. The statement brought swift criticism from Protestant leaders. It makes us question whether we are indeed praying together for Christian unity, said the World Alliance of Reformed Churches, a fellowship of 75 million Protestants in more than 100 countries. It makes us question the seriousness with which the Roman Catholic Church takes its dialogues with the Reformed family and other families of the Church, the group said in a letter, charging that the document took ecumenical dialogue back to the era before the Second Vatican Council. This was the second time in a week that Benedict has corrected what he says are erroneous interpretations of the Second Vatican Council, the 1962 through 65 meetings that modernized the Church. On Saturday, Benedict revived the old Latin Mass, a move cheered by Catholic traditionalists but criticized by more liberal ones, as a step backwards from Vatican II. But let me go back to this first thing here. Pope Benedict reasserted the primacy of the Roman Catholic Church, approving a document released Tuesday that says other Christian communities are either defective or not true churches, and that Catholicism provides the only path to true salvation. Does that trouble anybody? Particularly if you're Catholic. But even if you're not. So let me get this right, Pope. According to what you're saying, if I'm a member of a Protestant religion that my religion is defective. Now, you know the Pope caused problems before in his comments about Islam. Lord only knows what he thinks about Jews. But isn't this the very behavior that gets us into trouble? Why does he do this? I mean, there's got to be somebody out there who listens to this show. Out of the five of you who listen every morning, there's got to be somebody out there who is steeped enough in Catholicism that you can call me and tell me why this guy would have to say this and what this is about. Because basically what it is, he's like flipping his middle finger at everybody. Isn't that what he's doing? Doesn't that smack of religious fanaticism? Well, it's my way or the highway. You either belong to the Catholic Church, or your religion is defective. And I find this to be really weird. Well, weird's not the right word. I use that term too much. I find this to be incredibly divisive and really kind of stupid. Like, if you believe in God or Jesus or Allah or whatever, can't that be enough? Like, if you think agnostics and atheists are going to hell and that they have no clue, and that when the big adios comes, the big send-off, and they find out that there is a God and that there is all of this, when that happens, and you think they're going to hell, wouldn't you just be satisfied if somebody professed a belief to you in God? Or does it have to be your God? Okay, so, in other words, how many people are we theologically going to push around here? And what's this guy's motivation to pull this off? What is his deal here with doing this? Doesn't this create friction? Okay, in other words, how about this idea? That you can have a theological debate with somebody about religion, but you don't have to discount what they believe. I mean, you can have a heated back and forth give and take. You can get passionate about anything. But what, you just turn around and say to them, well, what you think isn't right, and my way is the only way? 303-713-7600. And especially if you're Catholic, please call me and let me know whether you agree with this idea of what Pope Benedict is saying, that other Christian communities are either defective or not true churches, and that Catholicism provides the only true path to salvation. And you can read that in to be any other religion, too. So if you are Jewish, if you are Muslim, if you are whatever religion is you believe in, according to the Pope, we're all out of luck, and he and his followers are the only ones who are going to go to heaven. That's sad. Or find salvation, whatever that may be. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour. I'll take your calls coming up. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the only wreck we have right now is off the highway. Three cars, though, involved at Federal and 17th. That heavier traffic, of course, still on westbound 270 between I-70 and Quebec. Those eastbound lanes were struggling from I-76 to Vasquez. That from an earlier rollover. Southbound 225, sluggish now just after Yosemite. That'll stick with you down to your I-25 merge. Weather outlook today. Expect partly sunny skies, but afternoon and evening storms. High of 81, low tonight of 50.
Got the latest, Special Agent?
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast, free quote at Esurance.com.
Do you ever have trouble getting yourself in gear?
Well, tonight, Speed has something to get your motor running. It's a whole night made just for guys like you. Three hot shows, kinks all fine-tuned. No peaking vision. One incredible channel. Tonight, on Speed. It all kicks off with hundreds of cars, thousands of fans, and 10 grand on the line for one lucky winner on the season premiere of Pink's All Out.
Let's go. Let's race.
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. Then at 9, how fine can a ride get? Check out the all-new Fine Tune with Tyson Beckford. And at 10 p.m., see what happens when you put hot girls, cool cars, and a whole lot of fun together in Nopey Tumor Vision.
Are you guys having fun?
A new season for three hot shows on one adrenaline-filled channel. Premieres tonight starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Speed. Can you handle it?
Is now available, and for a limited time, if you bring your old street atlas to Mapco's store at 8th and Lincoln, and tell them that I sent you, say, hey, J. Marvin sent you, they'll give you $5 off the brand-new edition. This year, Mapsco has gone all out. Over 5,200 updates, revisions, and additions, hundreds of miles of new streets, 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. And, you know, sometimes you may learn the hard way. Those online maps are just not as accurate. Same thing with the satellite nav systems. They're just not as accurate as Mapsco's street atlas. It's a fact. Online maps might get you close, but Mapsco will get you there. Mapsco also has the most complete selection of maps for recreation and all your favorite outdoor Colorado activities. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. Mapsco maps are the most accurate, most current, and most trusted. So check out Mapsco at 8th and Lincoln at fine retailers throughout Denver, or go online at mapsco.com.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Hi,
That's Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, inviting you to tune in Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for 2 hours of discussion on cars and car repair. You'll get the latest automotive news, new car reviews, lots of consumer information, money-saving tips. So, you know, if you want to save money and make your car last forever, this show is for you. I think Dennis Kucinich would like it, and I'm willing to bet you will, too. Sunday morning, 9 to 11, right here. See you then.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
My way is the only way. Seek salvation through the Church of Marvin. All other religions are defective. Or maybe I should say the synagogue of Marvin. Personal. Marvin, 7:55 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Maybe that's what we ought to give away on the air. We ought to have these things made and give them away on the air. Dashboard J. Marvin's that you could stick on your dashboard and, yeah, you know, like hula girls or like little statues of Christ. You could stick these on your dashboard and then you could swear at it when things go wrong or give homage to it when things go right and... Okay, Jay, get over your delusions of grandeur. Heavy rain, high today 81, about a 40% chance. We're talking about the Pope, Benedict, who says that Christian communities are either defective or not true churches, and that Catholicism provides the only true plan to salvation. Let's go to Kurt in Pine. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to agree with you. I think, you know, you're totally right on that, you know, different portions of the of Christianity ought to have an open dialogue. You know, I think that's just a no-brainer. You know, when you boil Christianity down, really what is it? It's to be Christ-like. It's really not that difficult. But in saying that, I think the Pope's just really doing this job, you know, because when it comes to the Catholic faith, there's really not a whole lot of wiggle room. I mean, the Catholics are steeped in doctrine. And in this case, I think the Pope is doing what he's supposed to do. I totally disagree with it, but I think that's where he's coming from.
Is the idea behind Catholicism and behind all Christianity, is it the well-being of the human race, and is it the well-being of people regardless of what their religious beliefs are? I mean, isn't that what Catholicism or Protestantism or whatever, isn't that what it's supposed to be about?
I think it might take, that's what Christianity is supposed to be about.
Well, what about Catholicism? Isn't Catholicism?
Catholicism makes it a lot more complicated. They've got all kinds of rules and doctrines and doctrines.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about that. What I'm asking you is that the bigger picture would be that they're supposed to be concerned to a certain degree about mankind, I mean, about womankind. I mean, most of the things that they say are supposed to benefit the human race, not hurt the human race, correct?
Absolutely right. And I think if you talk to any workaday Catholic, they would say, well, yeah, that's obvious.
Okay, but let me develop this. Let me finish this.
Okay.
Okay, so then how does it advance, the interests of mankind to call other churches defective?
It doesn't. I totally agree. It doesn't at all. The Catholics are a weird bunch. They've got great intentions because, you know, frankly, the base of Christianity is it's a wonderful concept, but for some reason they've decided to complicate it with all kinds of rules and dogmas and doctrines.
But see, I don't think they're any weirder than anybody else. But I think that you can have all of that and believe in it. But there's certain religious and moral superiority thing that gets you into trouble. Kurt, thanks, man. Have a good day. We'll continue this conversation directly after the news. If you're on the line, hang on.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C Corp, an S Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-508-5719. 800-508-5719.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A White House report card on Iraq sees progress but concedes it's not nearly enough. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller. Mark, the bottom line.
Frank, if you got 8 out of 18 right on a test, you'd fail. And that's the preliminary assessment about the Iraqi government. It's judged satisfactory on 8 benchmarks, including the deployment of Iraqi troops in Baghdad, but it's unsatisfactory on 8 others, including increasing the number of troops able to operate independently of the U.S. Further, the report warns that a revived al-Qaeda will attempt to step up attacks over the summer in an effort to influence the next U.S. assessment in mid-September. Frank?
Well, what do Iraqis think? In Baghdad, Abu Mohammed says President Bush should resist the growing pressure to bring American troops home.
If the American troops withdraw from Iraq nowadays, it will be a real hell, a big war, a big civil war.
American troops looking for Iranian-backed militiamen raided one of Baghdad's Shiite neighborhoods before dawn. Local officials say 19 people were killed, and Iraqi photographer and driver working for the Reuters news agency are among the dead. The latest intelligence report on terrorism is raising red flags. CBS's Bob Orr has that.
Despite a 6-year war on terror, al-Qaeda has regrouped in large measure and now presents, again, a very real threat to countries in Western Europe and also possibly to the United States.
Would a terrorist have trouble getting his hands on the makings of a dirty bomb? Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
Frank, congressional investigators are telling a Senate panel right now they had no trouble.
We were able to obtain a genuine NRC license using bogus documents.
Gregory Kutz says they got that federal license in just 28 days. With simple software, they then altered it, removing restrictions and received commitments for nuclear material shipments. A separate attempt to get a license from Maryland was withdrawn because the state launched a far more vigorous probe of the application. Minnesota Senator Norm Coleman demands changes.
These measures will help ensure that the nightmare scenario of a dirty bomb never occurs.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
The majority of working mothers would like to work less.
Fewer mothers today are saying that in an ideal situation, they would work full-time. And this is particularly true among mothers who are currently employed.
Carrie Funk with the Pew Research Center says 60% of working mothers would rather work part-time. A Yale study finds that really overweight children face more than their share of teasing, bullying, and social rejection from playmates, parents, and teachers. Children as young as 3 years of age, says Yale's Rebecca Poole.
The quality of life is certainly comparable to kids with cancer for those who are dealing with obesity.
The chair reserved for former White House counsel Harriet Myers is expected to be empty when the House Judiciary Committee opens a hearing shortly into the firing of federal prosecutors. President Bush ordered Myers to ignore a congressional subpoena. In early trading, the market is rallying. The Dow Industrials are ahead 114 points. NASDAQ is up 19. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Taking care of business and office people.
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox-certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A Wheatridge woman sparking controversy by flying the American flag upside down outside her home. 64-year-old Beth Hammer says she's flying the flag in distress mode to protest the war in Iraq. Some of her neighbors not impressed, including World War II vet Dan Fantoni.
I don't think they belong in this country. If they don't like our the way we do things, they ought to move.
Hammer says it's her First Amendment right to fly the flag any way she sees fit. Her lawyer agrees, but the Homeowners Association does not. They've notified Hammer of possible fines ranging up to $500 a day. Hammer's attorney is willing to take the issue all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Sheriff's officials say it was a foodborne illness caused by E. coli responsible for sickening dozens of inmates at the Jeffco County Jail. 37 inmates are still ill, one still in sick bay. And CU Regents have set a hearing for July 24th to vote on whether to fire controversial Professor Ward Churchill. The hearing will be behind closed doors, but the vote will be public. Regents will hear from Churchill's lawyer, as well as a faculty panel, which reviewed the academic misconduct case against him. Churchill, of course, accused of plagiarism, among other things. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, for the most part, good traffic conditions around the city. We did have that multi-car crash working off the highway at 17th and Federal. Looks like they got that out of the way. Otherwise, just the usual rush hour congestion, southbound 25 across downtown. Eastbound 70, a little heavier for you now through the I-25 interchange. And if you're on the Boulder Turnpike, we've got a nice drive there either direction. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly sunny skies is what you can expect, but we're going to get those afternoon and evening thunderstorms, high of 81. Right now, partly cloudy and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the Italian BMT sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I just took all of Billy's art off the fridge.
Yeah?
There's a problem. Come look.
Problem? What could possibly be the... Oh, man.
I know. The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? You'll see how with a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $397. Void or prohibited. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
After 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Heavy rain, about a 40% chance of that, and a high today of 81. No, I didn't wash my car, and I didn't cause this. We're talking about the Pope and his comments that he made on Tuesday, that were released on Tuesday, in which he says, Pope Benedict says, that other Christian communities are either defective or not true churches, and the Catholicism provides the only true path to salvation. Now, does that bother anybody, or is it just me? Because not only do I think that making statements like that are wrong, but does this advance anything, really? Now, regardless of what church you're a member of, or synagogue, or mosque, or wherever you go, ashram, or whatever it would be, I think everybody would claim that they have the path to salvation, and that's the way to go, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think when you publicly proclaim it and you project this aura of moral and religious superiority, then you rub people the wrong way. And we need dialogue in this world about religion and about understanding other people's viewpoints. But what, I don't think we need is, I don't think we need this whole thing about mine's better than yours, and either you believe as I do, or you're not going to go to salvation. Well, if you're not going to get salvation, then what does that mean? What it means is that you're going to go to hell, right? And I'd love to hear from Catholics out there, too, about this. 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Dan in Greeley. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. J. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm okay. What's up with you?
Well, I was listening to your conversation, and I'm a convert Catholic. I was a Baptist, and I converted to Catholicism in 1970. And, of course, a lot of things have happened since then. I think we had probably the world's greatest pope when Pope John Paul was there for many, many years. But I have been honestly embarrassed since Pope John Pope Benedict has been the Pope because of the stupid things he said about different religions, other people. I mean, I think that he is he's a divider instead of a uniter, where, you know, he's a leader of the biggest church in the world, and he should be uniting all of us to be Christians together, not saying that I'm better than you are, and you, if you don't change, you're going to go to hell. And that's just stupid. I mean, he's saying the most stupidest thing since he's been there. I am just totally embarrassed to be a Catholic.
Maybe it's me, but I feel like the world, and also this country, is more polarized now than it's ever been. And this is exactly what we don't need. Like, throw another, put some more gas on the religious fires.
Well, don't you think that what's going on now with the, like, the Iraq thing is kind of like a religion fight between one tribe of another, and with this Al-Qaeda crap going on? He kind of reminds me of Bush, the things he's saying about different religions, and then is that our cause around the world to try to unite and to, in a more peaceful setting?
Well, I think Iraq is many different conflicts going on, and that Al-Qaeda and radical Islam is only about, might only be 7 to 8%. It was probably 7 to 8% of that, of what's happening. The rest of it has to do with tribal orientation. But I think that, yeah, you're right. It goes down the same road, that when you project huge amounts of moral superiority towards somebody else, then it becomes very, very easy to dehumanize them and villainize them, and then it always ends up in bad circumstances. Why not just say that you would hope that people would discover Catholicism, that you would hope that people would see that Catholicism is the way to salvation, without having to say that other churches or other philosophies or other that they're less than yours? I don't understand what is gained by that.
I don't know where he's getting that motivation either. Unless he is so mentally immature that he just spouts off things without really thinking it through. I don't know. I mean,
I don't either. I don't understand it. Dan, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, you too, Jay.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Rob in Denver. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Rob.
I'm a practicing, not so practicing Catholic. I mean, just to give you a little of my Catholicism discography. I was an altar boy at one time in my life, and I thought I wanted to go into the idea of the seminary. And, of course, you know, puberty set in, and that was totally abandoned. But
yeah, you found women and rock and roll, and that ruined that.
Exactly.
Right.
So, but I do, you know, I do occasionally, I'm what you would call those cafeteria Catholics. I go to church when I feel it's apropos. I don't feel that I have to go. You know, I still have my faith, but I think what this Pope is doing, and, you know, I've followed all the popes since I was able to follow Pope from John Paul to John Paul II, et cetera, and I think this Pope is trying to do damage control for all the scandals that have existed in the Catholic Church over the last decade or so. I think he's trying to castigate other forms of religion to invoke this superior attitude about Catholicism, and I think it's wrong. I think, you know, what he said about Islam, what he's now saying about the superior aspect of Catholicism, it's dead wrong. I think he's just trying to, clean up, because all the scandals that have hit the Catholic Church and all the lawsuits, that's another story. Obviously, we know that. And I think that's what he's doing.
So you think it's a PR move?
Yeah, absolutely. It has to be a PR move. I mean, there's no way other way to look at it. It seems like, with anything, like the other guy was comparing, how Bush, does various things. They're all PR moves. It's just to invoke this sense of superiority to make others look inferior, per se. No matter if it's religion or politics, it's unfortunate. And like you said earlier, that you think the world is becoming more polarized. I agree with you, and I don't know what this sort of sentiment or how this sentiment has, come into existence, no matter if it's worldwide through, economics, religion, politics, art, music, literature, or anything, it seems like we're going backwards, we can even invoke what is happening with what the Supreme Court did, with their decisions, it seems like we're going backwards.
Yeah, I'd like to know what people think is driving this, all of these divisive things, these divisive comments, and if anybody else is turned off by this stuff. I fail to see what it accomplishes. I really do. All right, Rob, thank you, man.
We'll do. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't see where it's going here. Jeffrey in Evergreen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, listen, I think it's just a marketing move. I think what you've really got out there, and I've spent a number of years working with churches, and I think what you've got is a situation of market share. The numbers of the Catholic Church are falling dramatically because of all the stuff that's happened with the priests and so forth. What the Pope's doing is trying to identify a perceived lack within people, and it's offering a way to fill it. So it's no different than corporations offering a product.
But are you going to attract more people with honey or with vinegar?
Well, it's always based on guilt, and it's always based on fear in their world. So what they're doing is saying, you've got a lack. I've got a way to fill it. If you don't do it my way, you could go to hell. In the back of your mind, that's a huge motivating reason to hit your wagon to a particular religion.
Boy, maybe it's me, but I wouldn't want to be associated with any religion that would use that as a selling point. Like, for instance, imagine this. If you took somebody who's a dyed-in-the-wool Catholic, believes everything the Pope says, and you put him in the same room with, say, somebody who's a follower of James Dobson, God almighty, they're going to fight. That doesn't equate out to a merciful, compassionate God and a... I mean, to me, that's just that's lunacy.
Right, but if you look at the way that Christianity began its roots, and if you look at what Catholicism is made of it, it's the same Romans that crucified Jesus that decided to build a religion after he died. So just think about that for a minute and think about how that whole Catholicism thing started. So it's based on a fear factor, and there's no bigger motivator in this world than fear. And that's what I think it's all about.
Okay, is this any different than, say, Zawahiri or whatever, issuing some threatening statement about, if you don't come to realize that these are the values of Allah or whatever he would say, that you're going to suffer some terrible fate?
No, it's exactly the same. And if you sit in these board meetings, as I have with churches around Denver over the past 10 years, I've been a consultant from a marketing standpoint to various mega churches. If you sit in these meetings, you will come to know that it's a business and it's a shell game, and that Christianity in itself hasn't really grown in the United States over the last 20 years. All they've done is move believers around from church to church. And so it's really, it's a numbers game. And what I think he's trying to say here is no different than any other corporation who's selling a product. I have what you need, and nobody else does. And if you can create a situation where people really believe that, then they're going to buy off on a hook, line, and sinker. And I think with their numbers dwindling like they are right now, the Catholic Church is in trouble, and it's a huge machine, it's a huge political machine, and they're trying to find a way to bring their people back. And I think that's what you're seeing with this.
What about the idea of moral leadership?
moral leadership is in the eye of the beholder, I think. I think, personally, I mean, to ask me personally about that, I think morals have little to do with churches. I know that may be a strong statement, but if you get behind the doors with these big churches and see what they talk about and what they're all about, it's nothing more than a dollars and cents game. And their whole deal is to keep you feeling needy, to keep you feeling like you can't get to God without them. Because the minute that you believe that you don't need a church, they're out of business. That's the last thing they want to do.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, I think that there's that money and membership plays a big part in it's all based on
guilt and fear. And if you get to a place where you realize, as I have, that God's within you and God's within everybody, and there really is no religion, there shouldn't be.
But we lost him. We lost him. But I don't know. I don't know where God is. Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate the call. Good one. See, I see this as being incredibly divisive. I really do. Even on a political basis, on a political standpoint, I have strong beliefs. You have strong beliefs. We may not believe the same way other of our fellow Americans believe. But that doesn't necessarily make them wrong and us right 100% of the time, nor does it necessarily make them right and us wrong. We got to have some kind of dialogue, give and take, and we got to have some degree of tolerance. And this constant stoking of divisive fires, man, it makes me want to ask this question: Where's the leadership? Where's the leadership in the world? Where's the leadership in the country? Where's the leadership in the world? Where is it? I mean, it reminds me of the old Dylan statement about leaders and parking meters. All right, Pope Benedict reasserted the primacy of the Roman Catholic Church, approving a document released on Tuesday that says that other Christian communities are either defective or not true churches, and Catholicism provides the only true path to salvation. You buy this and think that this is...
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models. Foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
822, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, value, selection, and service. Three things that you'll definitely get at Rockies. They're more than just slogans. As a matter of fact, I don't even think they use them. And maybe they should. And maybe what's going on here is I made them up. But it's true. It documents my experience there and a lot of other people's too. Selection, over 650. Of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Selection. Service. Yeah. Good qualified people who want to get you the deal that you're looking for. And they want to make money, but they also want to get you the deal you're looking for, because they think long-term, not short-term. And long-term is that you get treated right, you go tell five of your friends, they come, they get treated right, they tell five more people. I mean, that's why Rockies has been in this since 1982, and they're in it for the long haul. And their success is very, very simple. Lay your cards out on the table and treat people with dignity and respect, and also value. You'll get prices there that you just can't believe. Plus, they have their matching down incentive, which helps you out even further. Get out there and see my friends, my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Adolph Juan, any of the gang, Colby, any of the folks at Rockies. They'll take care of you. It's a great place to do business. Rockies Autos. See them on the internet at rockiesautos.com, or get out there and see them. They're open until 9 o'clock tonight, and they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. That's at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Ready for a dogfight? Climb into the cockpit. Take a high-G climb through the clouds and scream into the heart of battle. Four bombers on your tail. Dogfights is back on the History Channel. And this year, we're flying higher and shooting faster with computer graphics so real, you'll duck for cover. Strap yourself in for an all-new season, Friday nights at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel. Then play Dogfights the Game on History.com.
And now for the bonus round. If pie is in the sky, where's cake?
A distant meadow.
Correct. If a table is not a chair...
A love seat.
Correct. What's the affordable way to rent movies?
Netflix. Five movies for $5.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. Five movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5x5 details.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live are excited to welcome former Vice President Al Gore to the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center on Tuesday, October 2nd. Tickets for this special multimedia presentation on global warming go on sale Monday, July 16th. But AM 760 is giving you the chance to win them before you can buy them. Listen to Jay Marvin this Friday morning for your chance to win. Progressive Club members, visit AM760.net for a special internet pre-sale beginning Friday at 10 a.m.
A teenage wedding, and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle.
Get it on, Chuck.
And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.
Now, most radio stations will never play this.
They furnished off an apartment with a two-room, a robot safe.
And I must admit, our collection of Chuck Berry songs are woefully low. Yeah, we do have My Diggling. I could be playing that. 826, 26 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 40% chance of heavy rain. High today, 81. We're talking about the Pope saying that Christian communities are either, that other Christian communities are either defective or not true churches. And that Catholicism provides the only true path to salvation. So, in other words, I guess the rest of us who are not Catholics, in the Pope's eyes, we're out of luck, we're going to hell, and that's the way it is. Now, do you think it's a wise thing to say? Do you think it's a smart thing to say? 303-713-7600. Does it serve mankind in Jesus' name? Here's Paul in Rollinsville. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
It doesn't serve mankind, but it serves the Catholic Church.
How?
It serves the Catholic Church because they had concentration of power over most of the ages until the Protestant Reformation. So basically it serves them to try to up their power base.
And unless we go on what Jeffrey said, which is basically what we're doing here is moving numbers around, How is that going to attract anybody who is not Catholic to maybe have a look at the Catholic Church when it comes off as being an extremely judgmental and intolerant statement that I think, I could be wrong, but I believe that most people would be repulsed by that?
Well, the whole thing about I'm Italian and I was raised in the Roman Catholic tradition and I'm from Chicago, so I'm no longer Catholic, but it doesn't matter. They've got enough people, and the vicar represents Christ, which is the Pope. Okay, so the whole system is designed. It's their way, and that's the way it is. And it's just that they mask it in some clever statements. However, the bottom line is you got to have a priest to get to Jesus. You got to take communion regularly to consecrate yourself, your life to Christ. There's like the gentleman said, there's so much dogma that has to be fulfilled, but yet they're very serious about being the only way.
Well, I don't have any problem with that, and I would say that probably most religions, at the heart of it, if you sat down and you pinned them down, most of them would probably tell you that they believe that their way is the only way. But that's fine within the walls or the confines of churches, mosques, synagogues, ashrams, whatever the heck it is that you go to. But to make those comments publicly, where's that taking us? Where's that going to get us? It's not going to get us anywhere.
It's not getting us anywhere. I believe that they want, not necessarily all Catholics, and please, that's what I'm not. I'm talking basically the Catholic hierarchy, which is a dictatorship. They basically want a confrontation because they want to get back into power some way, whether it's, you know, underhandedly. They don't want to openly declare war or, you know, their church and have their little crusades again. But if you follow Benedict's history, and I can't recall the order right now, but he comes from the order that the division that was the Inquisition in the old days, they had changed the name. So he's like the leading dogma guy. And he's super serious about this is the only way. And that whole Catholic hierarchy is, and I hate to say it being Italian, but it's very mafioso. And it's almost like the old Roman, the fall of the Roman Empire. It just kind of came into the Catholic Church back in the days of like, and then consecrated it with the emperor in 300 who allowed Christianity to become like the national, I forget his name.
Oh, yeah, I can't think of his name either.
You know what I'm talking about? Was it Constantine?
Yeah, it might have been.
But anyhow, he worshipped the sun. He was a fraud. They basically stole the church back then, put all the Christians that were supposedly following Jesus, the simple, on his path, to death. You know, the Roman candle. They lit up the stadiums with those guys. So the church is forked off, and ever since, there's some people who consider it the apostate church, including Martin Luther, and many Protestants in this country. So it's the same thing. It's my way or the highway. But we need tolerance, and that's what we need right now.
Yeah, we need it. We need it more than ever. We need tolerance and understanding, and it's like we're short on it, not only here, but I guess apparently we're short on it around the world because the Pope is short on it. And I think in the end he's going to end up on the short end of the stick because I think a lot of people are just going to listen to that and go, well, that's lunacy, and reject it. And instead of trying to take what you have and make it as attractive to as many people as you possibly can. Paul, thank you, man. I appreciate your call.
Hey, keep it up. Thanks a lot.
All right, brother. See ya.
Bye-bye.
It's 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Now, Gina, you're a religious person.
Yeah, yes,
you
I'm
know
a spiritual
God.
Person.
You know God. You know Jesus, right?
I certainly hope so. I believe that to be the case, yes.
Do you have like a little dashboard Jesus on your phone?
Stop it.
Well, I want to start manufacturing a dashboard Marvin.
Really?
For the Church of Marvin.
Oh, dear.
So I get a tax exemption. Anyway, listen. Pope Benedict reasserted the primacy of the Roman Catholic Church, approving a document released on Tuesday that says other Christian communities are either defective or not true churches, and Catholicism provides the only true path to salvation. Your reaction to that?
Wow. I was raised Catholic. No longer consider myself to be a Catholic. I think that's a very parochial view. And, one reason that I'm no longer Catholic is because I just desired, you know, a more ecumenical viewpoint. You know, I don't agree with that at all.
Is that what drove you out of the Catholic Church?
That was one of the reasons. I thought, you know, I don't have anything against anybody that's Catholic. You know, most of my family are Catholics, and I still attend the Catholic Church occasionally with my family, but it's very beautiful. I think the other reason was it's very legalistic, you know, and the ritual and all that is very beautiful, but I just want some, I just wanted more freedom. Because I think that's what it's about. I think that our relationship should be free.
Okay, answer me this question honestly, truthfully. Do you in your heart believe, and I don't know what your religious affiliation is, do you in your heart believe that your way and your church is the only way, and that for those of us that don't adhere, that we can't find salvation and that we're headed to hell?
Well, first of all, it's non-denominational Christianity that I adhere to.
Well, in that case,
I don't believe in a denomination.
So in that case, you wouldn't have any judgment to make.
Well,
because you would include everybody.
that's really a hard question for me to answer, because you know I don't think you'd like my answer. But
well, no, I don't have to like your answer. I mean, there's you're free to express whatever you feel. I mean, I don't have to like it. This is not a popularity contest. You've already won as most popular girl to dance. So say whatever you want to say.
Well, I mean, I just want to say I think that I'm tolerant. You know, my father is actually an Orthodox Jew, and he converted from Catholicism to Judaism.
Whoa, that's a dramatic swing.
Yeah, that doesn't usually happen, does it? It's usually the reverse.
Well, Jews have trouble accepting people who convert, I think.
Yeah, they do. In fact, they discourage it.
Yeah, they don't want to let you in.
But, you know, so many of the Jewish traditions are so similar to the Catholic Church. It's amazing. And so, you know, I also, when I'm at home with my dad, I also go to the synagogue. And we celebrate both Christian and Jewish holidays.
Well, then you're not going to fit into this category. Then you don't fit into this category.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like my dad and I will have disagreements about Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, but everybody has that.
Okay. So, and I love my dad, and I want to believe that he's going to have eternal life and all that. But you know.
Okay. Do you think you're more right than he is?
Well. I think that...
Okay, wait a minute. Let me rephrase it another way. Let me rephrase it the way the Pope says it. Do you think his belief is defective and yours isn't?
I think what's interesting to me is that the word Catholic means all-embracing, inclusive, universal. And I don't think that the Pope is demonstrating that to other Christians in particular. So I think he's wrong.
I fail to see how that kind of attitude pays off.
Yeah, I think it's extremely divisive for the Christian community as a whole.
You know what? It's divisive for everybody.
Yeah.
It's divisive for everybody. Okay. 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour. We'll take more calls on this at 303-713-7600. Gina, what's going on with the traffic? Hopefully that's not too divisive.
No, it's not too bad, although we still were having some struggle there on that north side of town. Southbound I-25 just always takes a while to shake loose through Thornton, North Glen. Same for eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. And now we have some delays on the northbound side of I-25 getting through the bridges and southbound I-25 extending from 6th to Hamden. Weather outlook today, partly sunny skies, but we're going to get these afternoon and evening storms. Expect a high of 81. Right now it's partly cloudy and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Release your inner pirate with hourly treasure hunt cash drawings every day at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central.
A large tree instantly transforms your yard. A large, healthy, thriving tree adds shade, privacy, and instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1164 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
Thank you very much. 8:39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I had lunch with these guys yesterday. I meet with them regularly, but they're friends of mine, and that's how I'm able to get on the air and talk about them, and talk about them with conviction, belief, and absolute certainty. If you're looking for justice and you need a progressive trial lawyer, then I got to tell you about Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They've got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson have successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, auto collision cases. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of everyday folks like you, like me, like our neighbors, who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. So get in touch with the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call them at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. And I also want to say hello to Art. I get his last name out on the air. I had lunch with him, too. But I don't want to get Art kicked out of the George W. Bush fan club, do I, Art? Watch out for that bottle-controlled radio plane of yours. Get in touch with my friends Scott and Mike, because they're like us. They're real people, and they're just great guys. 303-300-1661.
A large tree instantly transforms your yard. A large, healthy, thriving tree adds shade, privacy, and instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street, turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful, healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at CreeksideBoulder.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring.
I'm trying to chew my beef jerky, plus do a radio show at the same time. Dr. Michael Snyder says that I have to eat this beef jerky in little pieces. I've only got 50 more pounds to go and I'm done losing weight. 8:42 minutes after the hour. High today, 81, chance of some heavy rain. The Pope, Benedict, says Christian communities are either defective or not true churches, and that Catholicism provides the only true path to salvation. You agree with this? Think it's a good thing for him to say? Think it's right? Jason in Denver. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, man?
Good.
I'm a lefty Catholic, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this. Pope Benedict is only reemphasizing something that the church has always said. Now, is it right? No. If my attitude about it is that I'm Christian because I was born here, and that's the tradition of my family. But if I was born in Pakistan, I'd be Muslim. If I was born in Israel, I would be Jewish. So I think he's a little off the mark on this, and saying this is definitely divisive. I look at this as kind of like a George Bush scenario. He just sort of says anything that he wants to say, and, you know, and blah, 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 and let the pieces fall where they may. So I want everybody to know there are a lot of great Catholics out there doing a lot of great work for their fellow man, and that's really the important thing about religion. It's not, I don't think it's a numbers game. I think that if you read the instruction manual, then you know that you've got to hold yourself to a different standard and work harder for things like human rights and social justice and that kind of a thing, because if you believe in Christ, that's what you're mandated to do. So
don't we all, in essence, believe really deep down inside that whether it comes to religion, politics, music, I don't care what it is, that we're essentially right and others are wrong, but the key is that you're supposed to have a degree of tolerance, so you're supposed to listen to what others have to say, and then occasionally somebody will present a persuasive enough argument that you'll say, well, yeah, or maybe you'll think about it, and then a couple of days later you'll say, well, yeah, you know, those are really valid points, and...
Well, absolutely. The thing is that deep thinking theologians and deep thinking philosophers within the church do go to outside resources for inspiration, or even just to understand what other people's teachings are and incorporate them into what they do. Thomas Merton, who's a famous Catholic convert and theologian, studied Eastern religion. Also in the American version of the Catechism, it even loosely uses Gandhi's quote, and I'm roughly translating, which is, there are as many different paths to heaven as there are individuals, because no two people pray alike. And yeah, this kind of talk is divisive, and it's ridiculous. When I saw it, I email off to the office that put it out. I'm like, come on, guys, you're putting this out, and then a Ten Commandments for driving. Aren't there a few more issues that are a little more important right now than these two things? And it's true. It is a hierarchy. The church is controlled by a hierarchy, and they can be rather patrician. But in the end, it's really, really, really about, what are you going to do now to help people, to feed the poor, to clothe the naked, all of that kind of stuff. And, and as far as, people that fall away from the church, and I know a lot of people do, and they have large access to grind with the church, and so it's these kind of things that the Pope would say are just completely, mind-boggling to them. But you have to. It's like being an American or being living here in the United States. Are we going to just throw our system out and move to another country because we don't like what we don't like what George Bush says? Or are we going to work from within to try and change people's hearts and change people's minds? And I look at it as exactly the same way with this issue with the church.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've always thought that the church, regardless of what church we're talking about, that their mission is to save souls, right? And also to elevate mankind and womankind, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I always I say to people, are you reading the instruction manual? This is not what we're about.
Yeah, but this is, you're right. Okay, you just said it for me. That's not what it should be about. Jason, thanks, man. Great call.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Jake.
All right. Let's go to Kathleen in Littleton. Kathleen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Your last caller made some really good points. I'm also a practicing Catholic, and I was reading the registry last night, the Catholic registry that they put out that you get from the Archdiocese. And it's very interesting when your last caller made a comment about this being similar to our country. I was thinking of Bush when I see this Pope that we have. And here's a little background on this man. He was the second in command, basically, the vice president, if you want to put it in that term, to our last pope. Now, our last pope was very open, wanting to bring all these religions together, wanting to, you know, do world good. This pope, however, and I'm not a conspiratorist, is Obadiah. And that sect was not allowed in the Catholic Church until the Pope John Paul let it come back in after he was in office for quite some time. And if you know anything about Obadiah...
Yeah, they're very radical.
They are extremely radical. And five of our Supreme Court members are Obadiah.
Yeah, which scares the hell out of me.
Exactly. Now, this guy has said that he doesn't care if we have a smaller church. He wants a faithful church. And he's calling names now. He basically says the liberals of the Vatican II misconstrued some of the things and changed things that possibly weren't supposed to be changed. And then in the paper last night, he was talking about he has taken some power from the bishops. It was the bishops that chose what kind of mass we were going to use. And, you know, the basic, it would be like the governor running the state kind of thing. How the church was going to have so many masses, or if a priest was only going to have one mass here and two masses over at that church, whatever. And he tried to calm the bishops in saying that he wasn't taking their power and that he wasn't going back to pre-Vatican, but yet all of his indications are just that, because he wants to put in the old Latin mass pre-Vatican, which the Jewish people had a fit about, because it does basically in their say Jewish people are infidels.
Yeah,
and they
that's
need
right.
To be and they need to be redeemed. And Vatican II said, oh, no, we're not going there. And he would love to see the very conservative, tight, faithful people in his church and not all of us liberals.
Well,
and so it bothers me what he has said and done, I mean, since he's got into office.
Well, his predecessor always struck me as being the kind of guy who you could sit down and have a conversation with. And that he had a great deal of compassion and understanding and was willing to hear out what you have to say. Benedict strikes me as being somebody who's really, really, really intolerant. And I'm sick of these folks. And I don't care what religion they are. I'm tired of all of this divisiveness. God Almighty, can't we, pardon the pun, but just, you know, can't we just stop this for 5 seconds and figure out what we have in common, not what we don't have in common? Kathleen, I got to run. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll see you later. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We've got a couple of problems off the highway now as we move out of the peak of the commute. One in Aurora, two-car crash, Iliff at Peoria, and major intersection of Colorado and Leedsdale still affected by another two-vehicle crash. Other than that, traffic seems to be looking a little bit better, although we still have that slow pocket southbound 25 downtown, as well as northbound I-25 from Washington Street to Alameda. Weather outlook today. Partly sunny skies expected, but we will get these clouds and afternoon and evening storms moving in. High of 81. Right now, partly cloudy and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Here in Denver, there are lots of Tex-Mex places, but only one Mountain Mex restaurant, Hacienda Colorado. It's South
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
For more information, log on to am760.net.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
homeowners. Are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Remember how fun it was when your kids were learning to talk? You know, back when you were both speaking the same language. Don't you wish you could talk together like that again? Well, you can. You just need to learn to speak a whole new language together. And nobody makes learning a new language more fun than Rosetta Stone. The amazing Rosetta Stone software is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's no boring memorization, no drills. It's something the whole family can enjoy together. It can also help your kids do better in school. It can even help give mom and dad an extra edge at work. And best of all, learning a new language together will have the whole family talking to one another again. Doesn't that sound good? Your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM lets you choose from 30 different languages, no strings attached. So call for your free demo CD-ROM and start learning a new language together now. 1-800-600-6117. That's 1-800-600-6117. 1-800-600-6117.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160. 64 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Hey, 56 minutes past the hour. Heavy rain, high today 81, about a 40% chance that's those storms happening this afternoon. AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin here. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Gail Lowe Kaplan. She was featured in the paper yesterday. She's against the war. Her son, Andy, a 23-year-old Marine who has served overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq, says he's neutral on the question, but there are moments when they disagree, and we'll talk about how that works. Right now we're talking about Pope Benedict, who says Christian communities are either defective or not true churches, and that Catholicism provides the only true salvation, which to me is a nauseating, intolerant statement. Here's Karina in Westminster. Karina, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I agree with you completely on that. And this is the reason why our country needs to adhere to the separation of church and state. I mean, all those people say, oh, we're a Christian nation and we should follow Christianity. Well, which brand of Christianity? I mean, the Baptists stated about 5-10 years ago in their bishop conclave that a woman should submit to a man as he submits to God. Well, I'm not submitting to my husband. I don't want to go that route. I mean, it's the Christian equivalent of the Taliban. And if you want to see how bad Christian disagreement can get, take a look at the 1600s. Europe was embroiled in a war for 30 years about what brand of Christianity they want to be. And there's several churches.
Well,
that...
yeah, you've brought up a really key point here. Okay,
Yeah, whose interpretation of all of this are we going to follow? And that's the problem with the whole thing. The problem with the whole thing is who makes all of these decisions? Who are we going to hand this over to? And I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you because I think you look at things. Well, you do. You look at things the same way I do. I don't want to hand it over to anybody. Hey, thank you, Karina. I appreciate it. Good points. Good call.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Coming up next, how about when two members of the same household don't totally agree about something, particularly the war? We'll talk about that. We got open phones. Stick around.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-508-5719. 800-508-5719.
760
and
HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. On the defensive at the White House, President Bush, during a news conference now underway, again arguing his Iraq policy amid growing public dissatisfaction and Capitol Hill defections from his own party.
I know some in Washington would like us to start leaving Iraq now. To begin withdrawing before our commanders tell us we're ready would be dangerous for Iraq, for the region, and for the United States.
His give and take with reporters comes along with a progress report on the war delivered to Capitol Hill.
The bottom line is that this is a preliminary report, and it comes less than a month after the final reinforcements arrived in Iraq.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The report shows a very iffy performance by the struggling Iraqi government. It underscores major security concerns. The White House is using the report to step up efforts to prepare the nation for more bloodshed. The study describes an extremely challenging security situation. It warns of more attacks from Al-Qaeda insurgents who have a proven ability to mount high-profile, high-casualty attacks in Iraq.
And the U.S. military says another U.S. soldier has been killed in an attack east of Baghdad. Well, Tuesday, it was Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff's gut feeling. Today, it's a new report on by counterterrorism experts, which concludes Al-Qaeda is just as strong now as it was before 9/11. Chertoff says the country's entering a period of increased vulnerability, but CBS News terrorism consultant Michael Rollins says a strike could come at any time.
Those who would like to see the United States beaten at every turn are incredibly patient people. They don't have to attack us tomorrow or next week or next month. Next year is just fine.
There is word from the Coast Guard this morning that a Singapore-bound tanker with more than 400,000 gallons of fuel oil has run aground near the mouth of New York Harbor. Coast Guard says the ship is not leaking. It's a sad picture of life as an overweight child. A study led by Yale's Rebecca Poole has found obese kids are subjected to teasing, bullying, and other forms of abuse starting as early as age 3.
They are more vulnerable to depression, low self-esteem, poor body image, and also suicidal thoughts and behaviors.
And Poole says the rejection comes not only from the children's peers, but teachers and even their own parents. June was not exactly a red-letter month for retailers. High gas prices took the edge off sales at many stores. There were lackluster results at places including Macy's and Ann Taylor. But retail analyst Charles Grom says other chains surprised the experts.
JCPenney, Walmart, and BJ's, all three of those names had a lot of fear in them going into the numbers today, and for the most part, they looked better than expected.
In two other reports, the government says the trade gap surged by more than 2% in May to $60 billion, its second highest level of the year, and the Labor Department says new claims for jobless benefits fell last week to their lowest level in nearly 2 months. On Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 134 points, the Nasdaq 18. This is CBS News.
Hello?
Mr. Johnson, this is Greg's cell phone calling.
My son, Greg?
Yeah, I'm with him all the time. I know what's up.
Yeah? What's up?
Well, the other night, Greg was at this cat's crib, and he was smoking a blunt.
What? I put the fear into that kid?
No, I meant the other dude. Greg passed.
Still, if he was there, let me talk to Greg.
Hold up. G's taking a test right now. I'm turned off.
And then how can...
Try us back after school. That's prime time.
Talking. The anti-drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request...
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Guarantee your documents are done right.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. All lanes of I-70 back open this morning near Genesee after a semi-truck crash that killed one person last night. A big flag flap in Wheat Ridge. That's where 64-year-old Beth Hammer decided to fly her American flag upside down to protest the war in Iraq. Now, the Homeowners Association says that violates the community's patriotic and political expression policy. The association sent Hammer a letter with an ultimatum: take down the flag or face fines of up to $500, which could be handed out daily. Hammer's outraged, saying her First Amendment rights are at stake.
I'm not thinking like they are, and I think that's why I've been singled out.
At a hearing last night, the Homeowners Association board ducked a decision, saying that'll come in the next week or so. Hammer's legal beagle says she's going to take the issue all the way to the Supreme Court, if necessary. And before Whole Foods Market offered to buy its smaller rival, Wild Oats, its CEO didn't have much good to say about Wild Oats. In anonymous postings on Internet financial forums, John Mackey of Whole Foods wrote that management at Wild Oats didn't know what it was doing, the company's stock was overpriced, and the company had no value. Then, of course, in February, Whole Foods announced it was going to buy Wild Oats for $500 million. More than 1,000 Internet postings dating back 8 years have been made public now as part of a lawsuit by the FTC to block Whole Foods from buying Wild Oats on antitrust grounds. Whole Foods says the postings are being taken out of context and they represent Mackey's opinion, not those of the company. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tom. We had a couple of off-highway crashes. I live at Peoria and Aurora and Colorado at Leedsdale, so those were being cleared. But other than that, it looks like traffic is getting back to normal, although we do have a couple of slow pockets, usual ones, southbound I-25 through Thornton North Glen, and then again south of that area into downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect partly sunny.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Some talk, heavy rain. About a 40% chance of that. And a high today of 81. Dig this, AM 760. Progressive Talk welcomes former Vice President Al Gore to Denver. Coming up October the 2nd, when he will share a special multimedia presentation regarding global warming. Be sure to tune in tomorrow here for your chance to win tickets to this special event. And if you're a Progressive Club member, visit am760.net for a special internet pre-sale beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m. And you may say, well, wait a minute, Jay, what happens if I'm not a member? Join. Just go to am760.net for more information. It's as simple, it's as easy as all of that. All right, the Rocky Mountain News had an article yesterday in the paper about the Kaplan household. It's a divided when it comes to the Iraq War. Gail Lowell Kaplan is an outspoken opponent and wants the U.S. to bring its troops home. Her son Andy, 23, who is a Marine, who has served tours in Afghanistan and Iraq, said he is neutral on the question. But it's clear within moments that the mother and son don't always see eye to eye. And at one point Tuesday, when his mother suggested that the soldiers be brought back to the U.S., Andy Kaplan took a sip of water and strode into the kitchen saying, "Yeah, do you want Denver turning into Baghdad? I don't know." And on the line with us is Gail Lowell Kaplan, who is featured in the story. And
hi, Jay.
Jay, hi. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay for an old guy.
I thought I got you beat on that one.
How strong is your opposition to the current policy?
Do you mean, well, I don't think it could be much stronger than it is. I don't have a problem with the military. I have a problem with Mr. Bush, as it said in the article. And I think for the first 2 years that Andy was in, I did my absolute best to believe in my government. And then the more I learned, the more disillusioned I became. I went to Crawford, Texas, you know, that whole thing. And I just more educated I became, the angrier I became. And I just thought, don't put my child's life on the line for the wrong reasons. I'm not sure there is any reason, but that's pretty much how it started. And then I just became as active as I could.
When you say in the first couple of years that you did your best to believe in your government.
Mm-hmm.
So did you start out with this? Did you start out believing that by going into Iraq that we were doing the right thing?
First and foremost, I'm not for war. You know, it's just not part of my belief system. But my son has been interested in the military since he was probably 7 years old. And we never thought he would get in because he had some health issues with his asthma. And then he got in. And so it was one of those, well, you teach your kids to think for themselves, and then they do. And where do you go from there? So I trusted that the government knew what they were doing and that maybe there really were weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, you go along. I remember asking the recruiter, this was before Andy actually was deployed, well, it was right when he first enlisted, I said, you know, what are the chances of going into Iraq? Oh, there are no chances. We're not going. That was in, I think, fall of 2002.
Right.
And then Andy, he was in the delayed entry program in high school. And then a year later, he was in. And again, I remember the turning point for me was when Bush said, bring them on. And I thought, how can you talk like that when lives are on the line? What kind of mentality is that? And then I don't know. I just did what I could while
well,
I was deployed.
Your mind changed like a lot of people's minds mm-hmm. change, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people in the public whose minds have changed now about this. And, you know, initially they were for it. And then as time went on, they went, wait a minute. So when you had this change of heart, when did you and your son, Andy, when did you guys first talk about this?
We've talked off and on during the whole time. But, you know, the paper made it sound like we have this horrible relationship. We have a wonderful relationship. It's just that when he signed his contract with the government, he lost his voice. You know, he swore an oath. And as he said on numerous occasions, Mom, I'm just doing my job. And he's not, I think he made a point of not watching the news, not reading papers. He just gets out there and does what he was supposed to do. He also said, you know, down the way, 5 years from now, he might have a different perspective. But right now, he's very much in the Marine mode, and I couldn't have more respect for those guys. and what they endure, because most of us could not endure what they have gone through. So I guess where I'm headed right now is to make sure that they get taken care of when they come home. One thing that nobody ever mentions, you might pick up on this, Jay, it's depleted uranium. The weapons that the soldiers use, and I'm not sure if I'll get this quite right, but the tips of them are made out of depleted uranium because it is so dense and strong. But when it makes contact, it dissipates, and all of our soldiers, all of the Iraqis, they've been breathing the depleted uranium. They're already finding birth defects. You know, and I don't know why this isn't picked up by anybody. Well, I have my suspicions, but...
What do you think your suspicions are? I mean, what are your suspicions, I guess I should say?
I think it's like Agent Orange. You know, whoever is in charge of taking care of the vets, I don't think they want to deal with it. I don't, you know, it all boils down to money. You know, whether it's the war, whether it's taking care of the vets, it's money. And there you have it. And they don't take care of the troops. And I'm generalizing. But little things, like Andy was to fly home, and this is his last flight home. He's out of the Marines. They bump him off his flight. That's United Airlines, by the way. You know, why? Why can't we honor these kids a little bit more and treat them... Treat them with the dignity that they deserve.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people out there who feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know there are, and I know there are. I think probably more of just the regular man on the street feels like that than maybe people in Washington. When I went to Crawford, Texas, I came back thinking, what can I do, what can I do? Because I was kind of going crazy and getting very depressed. And so we held a bake sale to raise body armor for the guys.
Yeah, see, that's wrong. And I think all of us agree that that's wrong, that you have to go out and do that. I mean, that's...
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane that should be, you know, that should be going on, but...
But the most encouraging thing about that, Jay, was that it was like people were dropping out of the sky. We got a little bit of TV coverage, and, you know, we put out a press release, and we held it over at Applejack Liquor, and people were coming and going, and people came from around the state to give us money. One woman walked up. She put $250 in my hand. Another woman gave me a check for $300. You know, people want to help the troops. It's just the frustration with the administration, I think, that's, well, you know, making us all crazy.
Yeah, well, I think it is. I think it's making us, I think it's making us all nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I understand where your son's coming from. I mean, mm-hmm. In order to do any job, be it the Marine Corps or any job you do, you have to have some degree of belief in what you're doing in order to carry your job out. So people have to have understanding about that.
He went in fighting for his Constitution. You know, he wanted to fight the terrorists. Well, we all know now that none of the terrorists really were from Iraq. And my concern is, how do these guys reconcile what they've been asked to do with what was actually going on?
Yeah, you know, I agree. Yes, I agree. I think you're right. I mean, I think a lot of people ask that question, and this whole situation is terribly, terribly frustrating. There's no question about it. So, what does your son plan to do? Does he plan to get out now, or does he go back for a third deployment, or what's going on there?
Well, he said it was the best thing he ever did. He wasn't sure he would do it again, you know, but we're so proud of him. We can hardly stand it just because of again, what he's gone through and how he has survived. Right now, he's, you know, he's been diagnosed with PTSD, and he's got ankle, heart, loss of hearing. I mean, it goes on and on. But he will be going to the Montana State University in the fall and hopefully studying cinematography. So he's looking forward. He's got 10 days or 20 days until he's officially out.
Oh, good for him.
I know. He's kind of, you know, he'll need some counseling.
Yeah, and you know what? He should get it. He should get all he needs and more. And,
but
you know, I mean, you gotta have a lot of respect for your son. There's no question about it. One last thing here.
Mm-hmm.
How does the rest of your family react to this?
My husband kind of, he's a quiet man, and he sort of takes a back seat and cheers me on. Our other son, if it were what, how many years ago, he would be a hippie. There was no way that
if it was 40 years ago?
Is it that long?
Yeah.
But, no, he's more of a peacenik than his brother. But we're all, you know, we're all behind Andy. And he knows that. He's told me he's proud of what I do, and he knows I'm proud of him as a human being.
Yeah, you can't confuse the military with the leadership.
No.
It's two separate issues.
No, and it's, again, from the outset, it's been Mr. Bush for me. I just have a little problem with that man.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's very, very hard not to pick on him on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And get on every day and talk about him.
Yeah.
Because the guy is, he's just incredible.
Well, he's
incredible from the sense that, well, see, I'm going to start doing it, and I don't want to do it. And
compassion.
And
compassion maybe is what he needs.
Well, and I think he's a problem for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a problem for a lot of people. And there are a lot of people who are in the military or who signed up and joined the military, and their commitment had nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the commander-in-chief, so now they're stuck, basically, with what I would,
mm-hmm.
what a lot of us would say would be bad leadership.
Right. And isn't that, I don't know.
It's tragic. It's sad. I mean, mm-hmm. it's sad. I never stop marveling over it all, and I know, because I get emails from people about, you know, you stop it already about your shock and surprise, but I am. I'm mm-hmm. just in awe of
mm-hmm.
the fact that this guy leads the United States. I mean, it's so bad that I remember when we all hated Lyndon Johnson. Okay? I mean, we just couldn't stand him over Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And last night I'm watching this report on Lady Bird Johnson dying,
mm-hmm.
and I find myself watching the TV and I'm longing for Lyndon Johnson to return. Now, granted, he signed the Civil Rights Bill, and I understand all of that. But I'm talking about foreign policy-wise. I long for the guy to show back up again because the current leadership is so miserable.
I know. And I don't understand why. Sometimes I try to get inside their heads, and I just can't. I cannot understand unless, again, it's money and power. And
I don't think anybody can understand, and I've asked this question repeatedly on the air, and I always get emails from people saying, you know, stop it, it's not going to do any good. But I marvel at the 29%, for instance, in the Gallup poll recently taken. Who support this guy? Who think that he's doing a good job? I don't understand that at all.
Well, I think a lot of them support him because of perhaps the abortion issue or the, you know, some other issue that has nothing to do with the war. I have people in my family like that. So, what do you do?
Well, you don't. There's nothing you can do except keep trying to talk to him. Thank you, Gay, so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. The best to your son, and our thanks to you and your family. And
thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on the air too.
Well, and thanks for keeping this stuff out there.
Well, I intend to keep doing it, and we'll keep talking about it, and we'll keep. We'll keep going into it.
All right. Thanks
for being on. I really appreciate it.
And I love your show. Take care.
Thank you. Very nice. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Gaylo Kaplan. She's an outspoken opponent of the war in Iraq. Her 23-year-old Marine son, who served tours in Afghanistan and Iraq, is neutral on the question. But he does support what we're doing. 9:23, 23 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones now.
Get the good stuff. Here's something to think about. Engines with over 75,000 miles on them can burn oil, shortening their life. Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil has added ingredients to condition seals that can help extend the life of your engine. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for only $2.99 per quart. And check out our great prices on other Castrol motor oils. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Twenty-five minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and good morning. It's nice to have you along. When a musher tells a team of sled dogs to haw, it means turn left. Well, what commands do Coco and Jackson respond to? Want to eat? Want a dog cookie? But if you say stop, they look at you like, says who? We love Coco and Jackson, and I know you love your dog or dogs. And that's why you got to do everything you can possible to make sure that they live as long as they can and be as happy as they can. And if your dog is less active, or maybe he or she could lose a few pounds, Purina One offers two formulas made especially for dogs who don't have as much get-up-and-go as they used to. Purina One's Healthy Weight Formula and Purina One's Large Breed Healthy Weight. Real turkey or chicken is the number one ingredient. It provides appropriate levels of fat and calories to help maintain a healthy weight. Optimal protein levels help maintain lean body mass for strong muscles and 25% less fat than Purina One Total Nutrition Lamb and Rice Formula. You'll see healthy differences in your pets, just like Mary and I did with Coco and Jackson. So get in touch with Purina and find out the difference for yourself. It's real simple. You can receive a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One by visiting PurinaOneChallenge.com or by calling them at 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call or go online today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
from the vault from Grateful Dead. You want to hear this, by the way, go to am760.net and you can check it out. All right, 927, 27 minutes after 9, 303-713-7600. Heavy rain today, high of 81. Those storms should come in the afternoon. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, fine with me. I don't care what it is. We can do it. Here's Mark. And Mark, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you? Hey, Progressive Democrats of Colorado is sponsoring a forum this Sunday, July 15th at 6 o'clock, that's going to address the Pinyon Canyon expansion by Fort Carson. And so I'd like to invite you and your audience to come out to this and get some information about that process that's going on.
Well, I hope people will show up for it. I can't do it. I've got a previous commitment on Sunday. But I hope people will do something about it. Where can they go to get more information?
Well, they can go to our website, which is pdcolorado.org, and they can pick up more information there. There's also a group called the Pinyon Canyon Opposition, which has been working very hard to prohibit the Army from doing this. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but the state of Colorado passed a bill this last session that would take away the permission to use eminent domain for the military to acquire this land.
Yeah, I know people are not happy about it.
Right. And currently the House has, in their version, I guess, of the military expenditure bill that they're working on now, has cut the expansion out, and now the vote will be coming up for the Senate. And we're having representatives from John Salazar's office, as well as Ken Salazar's office, Mark Udall's office, and we've even invited Marilyn Musgrave, who part of her congressional district occupies the territory that's involved. I don't know if she'll come. We're having this at the Democratic Party headquarters here in Denver at 777 Santa Fe, which is where it is. So it might be a little uncomfortable for Marilyn to come into Democratic territory, but we have invited her, and she may send a representative.
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Let's go to Brian in Colorado Springs. Brian, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Brian.
Just thought I'd call in, and I thought I'd let the lady who you were talking to on the phone know what it looks like a year and a half down the road. My son did the exact same thing. He enlisted about 35 days after 9/11, ended up doing two tours of Iraq, did the election tour, did the invasion tour, ended up getting his vehicle blown out from under him with four IEDs, had to defend the vehicle, made 12 kills to defend the vehicle in the 3.5 hours that they tried to take out the rest of the survivors of the vehicle. And it's been a tough year and a half. He ended up going to Virginia Tech because it's close to Camp Lejeune. And he had two friends from the bar where he's the bouncer killed Monday morning at the Virginia Tech deal. So it's been a tough road, but he's making good recovery. And he's got a job that he likes, and he's taking classes and wants to be a school teacher here in Colorado.
Good for him. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with joining the military. There's nothing wrong with doing this. And we can't, once again, we cannot confuse the troops with the leadership, because they're going to do what their job requires, and their job requires that they follow the commander-in-chief. And it's not their fault the commander-in-chief is misguided.
Well, it's been exciting because his mother remarried a guy from the military, an Air Force guy. And so, you know, he and I was the one who basically raised him. She and I have sort of contested for his attention and affection through the military thing because, you know, I took him down, I enlisted him, I supported him all the way through, but he knows I'm not pro-war, and his mother, of course, buys the whole, you know, fight him over there thing, and, you know, so he's kind of felt a little bit more at home. But now that he's been out for a year and a half, and he's actually starting to see a little of the world, he's kind of coming around to the, okay, I kind of see where you're coming from, Dad. But it's been an interesting year and a half.
Well, I think he did the right thing by taking him down there, by supporting him. That's what parents ought to do. So good for you. You sound like a good father to me. And as far as your ex-wife goes, next time she gives you the fight them over there instead of here, then ask her why Michael Chertoff says that his gut, and now he's claiming, he's saying that intelligence indicates that we're going to be attacked again. Well, what happened to that theory? And also, Al-Qaeda is now stronger than they've ever been. That story's out, too. So what happened to that theory? Apparently, it didn't work.
It's ridiculous. We all know it's ridiculous because the fact of the matter is that if somebody got crosswise with you, Jay, you wouldn't go take them head on. You'd go around the back door. And anybody here that thinks that they're somehow tempted to go fight us there because that's a better idea than coming over here to a high school basketball game and blowing it up is they've just lost their mind.
Well, they keep pushing this thing about Al-Qaeda, and it's the same people, but Al-Qaeda only makes up for 7% of what's going on over there, and the fact is that our problem doesn't lie in Iraq. Our problem lies in Pakistan. Brian, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. And I should have said best to your son, too. Yeah, those of you that are parents that support what your kids do, even if you may not agree with them, with their career choice, good for you. Great. Good parents. Wish I'd had parents like that. 9:34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's plug in to Gina with traffic. And just think, Gina, when the rain starts pouring down this afternoon, if it comes late enough, we'll be undercover. We'll be snug inside the house.
Yay.
I mean, I got to go work out today.
Ugh. I hear you. Yeah.
I have to have Keith say, look. You know, Keith, who trains at the Matrix, 8th and Lincoln, look. Check your baggage at the door. I have to go through that again today.
Okay.
General Keith.
Good for him.
Sergeant Keith, formerly of the United States Marine Corps. Okay. We have traffic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but this is your last look at traffic with us. So how do we do this morning on a scale of 1 to 10? I think it was about a 9.
No, it really wasn't. I'd say it was about a 5.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. I just wanted to be optimistic, but I knew you were going to do it. So tomorrow...
Oh, you meant... I'm sorry. You meant... We got our... I got reversed there. I thought you meant a 9 as in... extreme,
no,
difficult traffic.
No, I meant 9 is in good.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I would say, yeah, probably that's about right, maybe. Maybe an 8.
Okay,
maybe an 8.
All right, can you give me an 8?
An 8.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Well, it's really all good right now. Southbound I-25 through downtown, and, of course, Thornton North Glen. Those are always the last two slow pockets, so that's where we do still have some heavy traffic. But no collision activity in the city or even through the high country. I-70 looks great. And just a lot of construction work around town. That's what you're going to run into. So watch out in Arvada, Wadsworth there, north of I-70. They'll be working on that. We also have work that continues along I-70, actually, either direction there around E-470. Weather outlook today, well, it's going to be partly sunny for a little while longer. Then we're going to get these clouds moving in. Afternoon and evening storms, high of 81. Right now it's partly cloudy and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Be part of history. Help break the Guinness World Record for the longest paint by number at the Denver Art Museum's What in the World free weekend.
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? Man, I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance, I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive, it's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A large tree instantly transforms your yard. A large, healthy, thriving tree adds shade, privacy, and instant gratification to your landscape. Creekside Tree Nursery, northeast of Boulder, specializes in large trees and shrubs. Discover premium nursery stock you'll enjoy now, not 5 or 10 years later. Take Belmont Road East, just past 55th Street. Turn left on 61st Street. You'll find a haven of large, beautiful full healthy stock with competitive prices, complete with a guarantee. Creekside Tree Nursery. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit getmyshellcard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally... totally there.
Your friends and five of your friends tell five more friends, and it goes on and on and on, then they continue to keep having repeat business, which they do because they treat people right. Now, they've got their matching down incentive, which helps you out financially. They've got numerous ways to finance. They've got a huge selection of over 650 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got stuff out there you wouldn't expect to see, and you got to go see it for yourself, or you go online on the internets and see it at RockiesAutos.com. And when I talk about them being in it for the long haul, I'm talking about they've been around since 1982, and they plan to be around a lot longer. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And go out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Adolph or Juan or Colby Harris or Isaac or Ziggy or any of the folks who work out there, because they'll help you out. And they'll make sure you're taken care of. You tell them J. Marvin sent you, and they'll go the extra mile for you, whether you tell them I sent you or not. Rockies Autos, they're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I just took all of Billy's art off the fridge.
Yeah?
There's a problem. Come look.
Problem? What could possibly be the... Oh, man.
I know. The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? You'll see how with a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $397. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Capstone Investment Financial Group, Icon LASIK Center, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, J. Marvin on AM760, Progressive Talk.
When the truth is found to be.
From the Summer of Love. My only question, Jay, is how could a band that was so great get so horrible over the years? I decline to answer that. Turn this up. This is rock and roll at its best. Jay Marvin trolling for the Sharks job. Minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, heavy rain, high today 81, about a 40% chance that heavy rain hitting. Open phones 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. And, I'm trolling for the Sharks. Well, if I can't get the Sharks gig, what I want to do is I want to do mornings here on AM 760 and then go over and do afternoons on the Fox. Why can't I do that? Oh, they already have an afternoon guy. Well, I'm better than he is. All right, let's go to Sandy in Steamboat Springs. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Sandy.
I'm a daily listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. My What I would love to see happen is a dialogue start where people tell the honest truth about Iraq. It's an oil grab. We went there for the oil. We can't leave there till George gets his oil. And I don't even understand why it's not being said. The media doesn't say it. Nobody talks about it. Everybody calls it the war when it was really an invasion and an occupation. And I really would like to hear a dialogue from your listeners.
Well, I think that aspect of it.
I never hear it just said out loud, though.
Well, yeah, I've had callers say it out loud.
Have you? Well,
yeah,
I don't get to listen all the time because I'm at work, so I miss some of
this stuff. Oh, come on. Quit work.
Yeah. I'd love to quit work if I could fix this problem, you know. But what amazes me is if we all know this, and I've known it for 6 years, and I'm, you know, nobody, maybe the American people would be for that. If we told them the truth, if we said we went there for an oil grab, you know, maybe the American people would say, fine, we want their oil, which point the whole thing would change.
I think we want it, but I think there's an inherent decency that runs through most of this society.
Well,
which would indicate that most people would not be for killing innocent men, women, and children, and would not be for causing all of this havoc in order to get the price of oil down. But what I wanted to say to you was, yeah, I think that's a component of it. But I also think that it's much more complicated than that. I think you have people in this administration who believe, and they still cling to this belief, and it doesn't make any difference what happens. This is why I've said to numerous people, do you think that they're mentally ill? That they have this idea that they can change the course of events and history and the outcome in the Middle East by these actions, and that we are the last standing superpower on this planet, and that we're going to show the world that either you do what we tell you to do, or we are going to punish you. And they cling to this almost messianic belief that history and God and the planets have aligned and have put them in this position, and this is their stated mission.
Well,
and it doesn't make any difference what happens. It doesn't make any difference how many times they're told. Like Bush gives this phony excuse. They all give this phony excuse. So I'm not just picking on him, but you hear it most frequently from him. We'll do what the generals on the ground tell us to do. But when generals come forward and tell him that they don't agree with him, then he ends up firing them, or they get demoted. So he's not listening to them. And not only is he not listening to them, he doesn't listen to us. Now, 70% of the American people, in the last poll conducted, that's Gallup, indicated that they do not agree with what's going on there and that they want us to get out.
We've made such a mess of them. We have a certain responsibility for the mess we've made.
Well, we do, and I don't know what the answer to that is. And like I said this morning to Congressman Udall earlier in the morning, they've got us in a situation here where there are no good options on what to do, and no matter what we do, it's not going to turn out right. And no matter how many times John Boehner gets up in the well of the House and cries and then turns around and calls you and me and everybody else who doesn't agree with us wimps, it's not going to change what is. And look, I'd be willing to take a middle ground. I'd be willing to say, okay, I might be inclined to support the idea of sticking this out if you would tell me exactly what it is you intend to do.
Exactly.
But for how many years?
They just say what's going to happen, but they don't say what it is.
How many years have we? How many years have we been waiting for something on this?
I've been depressed for 6 years, Jay.
All right. Well, that's my point exactly. So, in other words, we don't have any answers. The only answer we get is, how horrible it's going to be if we leave.
Yeah.
But we don't get any answer on how to solve the problem.
Yeah.
It's the same old all the time. So I think it's a very complex issue.
Yep,
I really do. And I think it's, I think it's about oil, but I also think it's about these people and their misguided messianic vision that God has ordained them to go forward and change the universe. And to me, that's like really out there.
Jay, that's insane.
Yeah? It's pretty weird.
I got to go on that note.
All right. Thanks, Sandy.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. God has ordained them. How many of you out there believe this? How many of you out there believe that God put George W. Bush in office in order to do this? And that George W. Bush should listen to God and not you, me, or his father, or anybody else. And, once again, this strikes at the heart of religion again. Okay? If you're religious, which path do you choose? Do you choose the path of, well, God told me to do this? God talks to me and is telling me to do this? Or do you take the path of, I'm the head of a representative government, and therefore I have to do what the majority of the electorate and the majority of the people in the country want to do, and I have to do what's good for the country. See, I think they've got all of this confused. That's what I think. And I think it is about the oil, but I also think it's about this messianic vision. And I only wish and pray every single night that, and I have for a long time, that God would talk to me. Because if I could get a direct line to God, I have some serious questions that I'd like to have answered. 9:49, 49 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Ricardo Montalban.
Jay, drive around town's in pretty good shape on the highways. A little crowd in that usual spot southbound coming down from I-70 heading into the downtown area, but then breaks loose after that. You got a pretty good drive through the bridges. No worries in and around the tech center. Up north, a little slow southbound I-25 between 104th and 84th. Word is doing some speed checking up there, and so slowing down, probably a smart thing to be doing through there. I-70 in good shape on both sides of town. No worries on 225 as you make your way across Aurora, and no problems on the turnpike in either direction to or from Boulder right now. Weather forecast, a bit cloudy, cooler today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high in the low 80s. Stormy night tonight, clearing late, low 59. Then warmer tomorrow with some isolated storms, a high of 86. Right now it's 72 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk. Summer's here and it's heating up. This is the best time of year to apply Revive to your lawn. Get rid of those dry brown spots.
Sunday night is premiere night on Lifetime at 8, 7 Central. Joining the hit series Army Wives, Marisa Coughlin and Jason Priestley star in the series premiere of Side Order of Life.
I should pick this ring.
Says you're marrying a guy who's ready to get married.
I gotta go.
Then, Lily Taylor stars as a therapist who needs a little therapy of her own in State of Mind, followed by Army Wives, the most watched series in Lifetime's history.
I'm here for whatever you need.
Premiere night begins Sunday night at 8, 7 Central on Lifetime.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
Creating a new generation of Sleep Number beds, including a new multi-layer comfort system that not only feels luxurious, but helps balance body temperature as you sleep. You really have to experience these new Sleep Number beds for yourself. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So visit a select comfort store near you and see how you can take advantage of this great, and I'm talking great, sleep. I mean, just check it out. This bed is amazing. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, Southlands Mall, and the brand new location at the 29th Street Mall.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed, only brand clinically tested.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I don't know if that's the best thing to say about me, that I run a talk show that thinks like you. Maybe it's not good to think like me. 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour. Heavy rain today in the afternoon, about a 40% chance, that high of 81. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones. Mike, Arvada, Michael, where are you? Oh, here you are. Go ahead, Mike. You're on.
I'm right here, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Your last question that you posed to us, how many of us think that does he hear from God, of whatever? My concern is what he thinks and the power that he currently has to act on that. We're not, our Congress is not doing anything to wield in his power, and if he thinks that he has the right to do that, we're in real, real trouble.
Well, I think he thinks that he has the right to do it, but I think Congress is moving slowly but surely through the system to try to rein him in.
Yeah, surely he's not one of the voting members, and Congress needs to act a little bit quicker. Second real quick point is flying the flag upside down. You and I have talked about this before, and, you know, everybody needs to become a little bit more educated on what that truly designates, and you and I both know it's a sign of distress.
It's a distress signal.
Anybody can look that up. It's in congressional records. That is a proper way to fly the American flag if you feel that life or property is being threatened. Do you remember the USS Pueblo?
Oh, yeah, of course. Sure.
When they were being towed in, their flag was upside down. There are times when it is proper, and that may be a personal display. I certainly don't disrespect it. I've been flying mine upside down for 20 months. I've gotten postcards. I got one yesterday from, of course, they won't sign it, really threatening postcard that this individual had lost their son in Iraq. I wish I could talk to them. I'm a vet. I'm a Vietnam vet. I feel for this individual. I just want to explain, and I have had people stop at my house. I give them copies of when it's proper, how it's proper to display the flag.
You know, Mike, the trouble with all of this is, and with what Beth Hammer is going through out there in Wheat Ridge, is this. It's a fundamental American value of free speech and of the First Amendment, and she is protected by law. And it's a sad day when you have people who sit on a homeowners association board or any other governing body.
Well,
they cannot understand the basic idea of what the First Amendment covers. I mean, it's sad. And you know what? It's just sad. And it's sad that people would go, oh, yeah, well, she doesn't agree. She wants to do that. She should move out of the country.
Yes, that World War II vet. He obviously, as a veteran, he doesn't know the proper display.
I mean, what we need to do is, you know what we need to do? I'll tell you what we need to do. Maybe we need to gather in a public place, and I'll buy a bunch of copies of the Constitution, including the Bill of Rights, and hand them out. I got to go, Mike. Take care. Thank you for your service to the country, man, and call me again.
Take care, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Back to
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
1-800-9-